Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. Snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which has chosen that act grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Don't understand, do you? Hey man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
John, can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
Everybody, this is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouth, and the man on the ones and twos is the legend, the street legend, Brother Shaky. Another great Thursday, y'all. We out here. It's Thursday. We live. We on the air. It's actually beautiful outside for November. If it would have been some years ago and you know these guys that they used to like to really play on the on these foreign countries, somebody would have been trying to play tonight. All these days it's been 55, 60 degrees outside. Yeah, they'd have been trying to go, but nonetheless, it is. Well, it's a lot of them. It's just too many to name back then. Way too many.
That's work people
way
put
too
in.
Many.
Put a name
it, it don't even matter hey. Now because, I mean, it's a different era. I say we in a different era.
Hey, Sam.
Not say they ain't playing.
You ain't heard nothing
guys,
happening don't mean
they
ain't nothing happening.
Yeah, they doing what they doing,
yeah.
But I'm just talking about, you know, it's kind of different for me now. Some would have been happening. But
we wouldn't have been on
nonetheless. Nonetheless, you know.
Hey, what they say now? We would have been outside.
Oh, for sure. Ain't no question. Sometimes it's 8:30 right now. I say, what's today? Today Thursday. Yeah, somewhere like by 9, 10 o'clock. Oh yeah, so somebody would have been trying to do something. And if you go a little bit further back, they'd have been trying to do it in the daytime. They don't care nothing about. They'd be trying to do it in the day.
You're talking good.
It is what it is. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off Crew, the Motor City Mafia, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, every day. Show. Bar None off the trailer. You. We appreciate y'all as always. We appreciate y'all as always. And
put a name on
you too. Them too. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. It's 2023. It's coming to a close. Man, 2024 seemed like it's gonna be very interesting. I know a couple of, I know a few. I'll just say that. You know, other people that's been away and I know they coming back. I know for sure they coming back. So it should be very interesting, man. That's all I can say, man. It just gets greater later. So I know it's gonna be very interesting to say the least. We gonna try to, you know, shake some things up this 2024 season on the show. Just period, man. We gonna try to get some stuff going, man. Mark your calendars, June the Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend. They getting the dates already together. Father's Day weekend. We locked and loaded. For this event, so that is June. I didn't know the exact date, but I know it's Father's Day weekend next June. I believe it's the 15th. June 15th. Mark your calendars. It's our annual. Just so you know ahead of time, June 15th, Father's Day weekend. Bring your father. All the fathers that, you know, they don't do nothing for us, no way. So tell them to bring us to the racetrack. That's our day. So they got new management at 41, and it's you know, they should be making some improvements, year in and year out. So it should be good. So just mark your calendars for that. Man. It's yet early, so I ain't even going to say nothing about that. But nonetheless, the Winter Nationals have really, like, officially they have started in a sort of sense. I don't know. I heard some rhetoric that something might be happening this weekend. I'm trying to wait and see if it's going to unfold this evening. But Yeah, I heard something might be happening this weekend. I know it's been some chitter-chatter all week. And hopefully, well, let's see. You know, we going to, you know, try to get the last ass end of it. You know what I'm talking about? So, Brother Mouse, talk to me. What you got? I'm just a facilitator right now. What's going on?
It's day one. And hey, all I can say is 2024. Come on with them shootouts.
Oh,
man. I'm gonna say that till I get you mad. Till I get you real mad.
Oh, man.
You know what, Mel? And I don't want it to be confusion, you know, so this is going to be my final and last time. I do not get angry. I know how you feel about shootouts. I just, you know, that's just, you know, it's just, it's not my thing. It's cool. I like them. But, you know, ain't nothing better than the grudge race, though. I don't care what nobody says.
I don't disagree with that.
Ain't nothing.
Guess what?
I mean nothing. Nothing.
2024?
Nothing.
We going to get you in a shootout. It's
oh,
just two
well,
car, four car,
ooh.
Whatever you want to call it. We going to get you in there.
I'm just telling you. Ain't
I,
nothing,
you
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, more power to you. But ain't nothing. There's nothing better than the original. That's all
damn,
I'm saying.
Gonna get
you
in
can
the
gamble
world.
All you want to gamble
and
you say,
gonna
oh,
like
yeah, they gamble. Man, don't nobody care enough about that. I'm trying to tell you what I know. Ain't nothing better. So, you know, if it worked to, you know, to that to your benefit, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I'm not mad at shootouts at all. They all right with me. But that is not the number one uno, the numero uno in my life. It is what? True grudge. That's it. Two people picking each other despite what they look like for a wager of whatever they trying to play for, and they get up there. That's what it is. So, what you got, Shanky? Come on with it. Anybody in queue?
I would drop them there. Man, your thing's been open, man. Stop playing with me. Man, your thing is been open, man.
Damn, can I make an announcement?
You the first one that I opened up.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Flop. Come on with it.
And I'm going to say this. Don't you dare bite my head off about it, but I'm going to use a phrase that you just used. It's going to be two people discussing a wager. But FYI, anybody interested in a 1980 Buick Regal, a two-car trailer, and a custom golf cart, please pick me so I can get that finder's fee.
Oh, man.
Mr.
Wong.
Hey, Shale, it also signifies some things, it confirms some things that the season is coming to an end, but, hey, it would be a great beginning for somebody for the next year's season if they make the purchase on the Regal. So I'm doing my creative advertising.
Oh, my goodness, man.
But, no, I just want to say what's up to everybody on a comical note and just let you know I'm always here to support, Sean.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. We just going to have some fun, as always. I know they sitting back and, you know, I know they on the line. I know for sure. It just ain't happened yet. So I'm going to sit back and see how it unfold. Cause it's supposed to be nice. I thought, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow, Friday. It's supposed to be cool tomorrow. Then it's supposed to go right back up, Saturday and Sunday. It's supposed to be, well, cool, nice for us. Let's just say that 55 to 60. That's beautiful for November up here. So I'm just waiting to see how it's gonna unfold. I know it. Oh, I know you privy to it, Brother Slop. I know the chitter chatter is always in play. So I don't know. I'm just waiting to see if it's gonna happen. I'm just waiting to
see. Well, you know, some of these things are up and down, and I think it's strategies involved. I think it's a lot of bull crap involved. But I'm like you. I got to sit back and watch it unfold.
Yeah. I just want to, I want to see if, if it do, it's a beautiful thing. But, it's November, almost December. That's so crazy. I don't even want to say it. But, yeah, it's almost, man, we almost, it's almost right there. The year is over with already.
And that's kind of uncharted waters as far as my knowledge goes for y'all to be talking about racing in Chicago in November.
Yeah, you know what, Flop? Now, actually, they
not
was,
really.
You know, it was
well,
a time
as
when,
far as tracks go. Tracks.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
like,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
Years ago, they would, like at 41, they would stay open. Like, man, I remember like close to Christmas,
that's
it was still open because it was nice outside. But. Times change, stuff happened, Corona and everything else, they gone and shut it down, But it's a couple tracks, the weather is still, it's been holding firm, So, once it get down probably like freezing, it's gonna be over with. I know it's gonna be over with. Once that ground get cold, it's a done deal. So yeah, I'm just, the Grove, they say the Grove's still open. They still clicking and clacking up there, so.
Hey, I don't know. So I don't want to be the one to bring the news, but it's already news if I know it. I noticed y'all got a new ride around that area. Got one of the more popular racers / mechanic tuners. And, boy, he got a hell of a name on that car.
What? Which car? What you talking about, Flop?
You ever heard of this boxer called Tank? Javante Tank Davis? Hey.
Yeah.
Got a hot rod around
there.
And it's a good-looking hot rod. And this
gentleman
is known to have performance. He's known to have good performance out of his, hot rods and stuff. So
maybe another
potential threat.
Oh man, hey, for me, it's what I want to say. It's certain groups or certain people that man, I tell them all the time. It was a time when I used to go to individual old school guys, and I say this to say, because they was playing all the time. So I, for me, I used to just go to them personally, individually, like, man, I need you to come back. I need you to come back because I just remember the time when you was playing, and it was like, just they attitude, they how they race, and that needs to be going on now. Just to give a little insight and a little what's the word I want to use? Just some excitement in racing. They gonna bring it, and that one car, they gonna go. They gonna go no matter what. They gonna race, man. So we need them people in the game. You need people that's going to go all the time, and everybody got their own place, Brother Flop. I ain't saying nothing about nobody, But those type dudes, everybody ain't that type dude, but I do know the ones that are. And those dudes, they are necessary to keep, keep this ball rolling. So, yeah, that tank, I already know. When it's time and it's ready, I already know that they're going to be playing, So, I'm excited for them. I'm excited for them. That's all I can say. So,
right.
It's going to be very interesting. Should be very, very interesting.
Big Sham. Big Sham.
Come on with it, kid. Yes, sir.
I heard at the top of your show you was talking about the grudge racing and shootout racing. Am I correct?
Brother Mouse had brought, he made mention of it. Come on with it.
Okay.
Make mention of it.
I want to mention this. Now, Mike Hill had a race down there in South Georgia, right?
Okay.
Now, do you think all those people were down there to see a grudge racing, or they come to see the shootouts?
It depends on the person.
Oh, okay.
It depends on the person.
Because I really don't think it was a whole lot of grudge racing going on down there.
Well, it depends on the actual event. You know, sometimes, you know, some events, they are shootout premise. I would just say that. They are shootout premise,
mm-hmm.
with, and they try to add on grudge racing as a secondary, you know, like you saying. They going for the shootout. Some people, they do. They go for the shootout. I ain't
mm-hmm.
going to no event for no damn shootout. I'm just not going for it.
Now,
this is just me. This is just me.
Right.
Everybody different. If you tell me such and such race and such and such, I might just go for that race. I might go.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, the shootout stuff, that's going to be extra. That's going to be no icing on the cake for me. That's going to be extra. But I'm going for that race. I want to see whoever. I don't want to call nobody name, but I want to see them race each other.
Okay. Now, what happens if they pay the puck out or whatever?
I mean, it may happen. It may.
Sam, what you're saying in essence is you would travel down here to Tennessee for a potential race that the end
no, no, no. No, hold on.
Me paying kids to punk out.
No, I'm sorry, Flop.
A potential grudge race could happen within the shootout. That's the way it's me.
Okay, but not me. I beg to differ. I beg to differ with that. I don't agree with that. No, ain't no. I just beg to differ. No, I ain't. I'm not going all the way down there for no one damn race. I'm not. I ain't doing it. I said, but I will go to the racetrack to see one race. It happens all the time up here, man. Somebody lock in at the Grove on Thursday. Somebody lock in at 41 on Sunday. Man, the whole world go out there. They go out there to see that one race. Those are true grudge race fans. They ain't going for no damn shootout. They don't care nothing about no shootout.
Hey, Sham.
Nah, shootout's
name
not
me,
good, but.
Sham.
Huh?
Name me three grudge races that you would go to see.
Oh, it's several. It depends on it's several.
I'm just saying, give me three.
Give me
three cars with people that potentially could race.
It could be anybody.
Terrio, Vaughn, and the Sheriff.
Uh-huh.
Ryan. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
They got a potential grudge race where they make grudge race, and you'll go see them. But
mm-hmm.
if they all get in a shootout against, say, Wig, whoever, Terrio, Preacher Boy, which Terrio might run, and somebody
mm-hmm.
else. And then you'll say, I ain't going to see that because it's a shootout?
No. That is not what I'm saying. See, the names that you using, they ain't getting in no damn shootout. I ain't going to say never.
I ain't been
the
that
likelihood...
technical yet.
I'm saying that.
Hey, Sham, then I'm going to tell you, you're a damn liar because Vaughn got really famous when he ran it up in the 50-day shootout.
Right. Okay. I'm not saying that they won't, under no circumstance, but I'm saying the likelihood of them going to the racetrack, their first thought, their first everything would be to lock in for a grudge race. That's what
well,
I'm talking
the
about.
The likelihood of a grudge race is still just that, the likelihood or potential. Nothing is ever set in stone.
Correct. I was just giving me personally, I would much rather go to a grudge, to go see a grudge race and the shootout would be secondary for me. Shaky, is anybody in queue? Can you open the mic? Because they texting me.
See, kid, that usually means you win an argument, kid, when it goes to the
queue. He can tell you on. I'm just saying they texting me saying that they on. So
oh,
I'm just trying
hey, kid,
to, you know, get them
kid,
up there.
Yeah,
I ain't going. ain't going to no motherfucking shootout because Deja Vu ain't locking in with Jesse James. Mario ain't locking in with so-and-so, with Salty Beach. And then I ain't going to that shootout where all this potential stuff may happen. You know, because it's a shootout.
Now, Sham.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you go to this race, looking for these shootout? I mean, not the shootout, these grudge races, and they don't happen. Are you gonna stick around to see the shootouts, or are you gonna go home or whatever?
No, I'm gonna watch. I'm not saying I'm gonna watch here. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah,
Lenny.
Yeah.
Ain't this lock-in Thursday, man?
It is.
Well, find them, man, with Jack Ball Cop, man. What they want to do for Sunday?
Oh, well, wait just 1 minute. Let's see.
People,
hold on. Let me try to get them on. Open up all the mics, Jakey. Just tell me who it is. Tell me all the people in the mic. I'm about to say,
Mister, your mic is open. Leon.
Anybody locked in for the first day to track open?
Open your mic, too.
Don't
sign
that.
I don't believe.
Let me see.
Yeah, what up, Lee?
Hey, kid, that question you asked, if my watching and going to these races, 90% of the people that are shootout used to be grudge races and just weren't getting no more grudge races. They made a shootout. So racing is racing to me.
Is my mic
on? Off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
hey, Leon.
Every
grudge race is a potential race. Every shootout is a guaranteed race as long as the weather
permits. Exactly.
Every drag race is a potential race. Every shootout.
I believe if the grudge shootout, 90%, if there's a shootout and all grudge cars going, it's going to be grudge racing. That's what I like going.
I like going because
I want to see the Deja Vu and sweetness
and all them. I want to see those thoughts. And at the end of the day, it's all racing, man. Shit. If you going to go to watch the grudge race, when the grudge race get done, what, you going to load up and go home? Or you going to watch some fast shootout time?
Wait, Leon. I'm sorry. Now, let me just be clear what I was trying to say. I don't want to mislead you. I'm saying to me, I would like to see the shootout. But that is not my – like, if you was racing somebody, Leon, you going up there to race whoever, right? I'm going to see you race. I'm not going because of the shootout. The shootout is going to be extra for me. I'm just saying for me. It's going to be extra. I'm going to the track to see you race. That's it.
The thing I always try to get people, in my opinion, to see is, and I've been saying, that anticipation, the build-up, the excitement all behind me and you, shooting the shit, locking in, going to get your man, is never gonna be matched in a shootout. It's cool to go and see the cars go down
that.
The track. Everybody wanna see the cars. Everybody wanna see the cars go down the track because everybody love racing at the end of the day. Motherfuckers will sit there and watch bracket racing if you at the track. You understand what I'm saying? But winning 50,000 in that shootout and winning 50,000 with that one shot,
it's still 50,000.
Can I finish? 50,000. If I'm putting in 2,500, whatever the buy-in is, that's cool. The opportunity to win the 50, I get it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. You're going to say it's guaranteed racing. I dig that. But it ain't going to never match that intensity of me and Sham putting up 50 a piece or 25 a piece to make that 50, and we get up there for this one shot and goddamn it to knock a motherfucker out. It just ain't never been matched. Like, you know what I mean? The intensity, the excitement ain't never been matched. Now, I heard
flop as, am I going to travel to watch a, no, to watch a big-time grudge race? Hell yeah, I'm going to travel to see it. Now, even though I know the possibility is there for them to pay the lock-in, the lock-up, but that's what I mean when I say being in the intensity, right? A motherfucker take that chance and travel, get a room, spend their money and all that to go see a goddamn grudge race that can ease the lockup can be paid off. But it's that excitement. It's that build-up. It's just not matched. Well, you're going to find people that will tell you, man, I'm not going to travel for the fucking shootout. I'll watch it online. If I'm at the track, I'm there. But you know what I mean? It ain't many people that's like Leon that just want to go and see. Leon just a race car, a racing junkie. He want to see it all. It ain't many people like that. You're going to travel for that grudge race. It ain't many people that's traveling, especially no spectator, just to see no fucking shootout. The excitement is just not the same, which is why you even had these debates when you grudge race within the shootout. Do it count? Do it hold the same weight? That's why you have these debates, because it ain't the same.
Hey, I guarantee every motherfucker that went down, 90% of the people that went down to Georgia went down there to see motherfucking Beers and Zay and motherfucking Ryan and Zay. They didn't go out there. They didn't go down there to see the shootout. They went down there just to see that.
Nah, that's
and
true.
I'm the same.
That's
I'm true. The same way you are, Sham. I travel to go see a grudge race, and stay to see the motherfucking shootout.
This is true. Now that's just me. Now that's just you. Cause you
that's
said
just me too.
That's just
missing.
You. That's me too.
I spend
my money. I book the room. I pay for the gas.
And that's me too,
goddammit.
That's me too.
And I'm going to take that chance. The fuck that shootout. If I'm there, then yeah, I'm going to watch it. But am I going to travel just for a shootout? Like, I don't give a damn about Saucy Bitch winning all these shootouts. As much as I like the cop, I'm not going to pay one motherfucking cent to go watch Saucy Bitch in no shootout. I can fucking tell that. Now, if he locked in for a grudge race to run Tate or something like that, goddamn it, here I come.
Yes, that's the end of
it. I want to know, do Lenny Skin or Milk to run shootouts?
I was in a shootout before, though. So
yes,
I ran quite a few shootouts. I ran one with Sham Ray.
Well, Lenny, all I want to say to you is next shootout you get in, let me know because I'm going to come get in it. But we got to talk before we have the round. If me and you give me that show, Lenny, I'm talking and it's not like a grudge. So, let me get in this one. You know, they'll say
they care. Hell no, we got... Hey, Flop, we trying to win that motherfucker too. We don't care about it. We trying to win all them motherfuckers. Hey, I took Lil Tony Khan got in the shootout. That's the only time I got in one. And won the whole motherfucking thing. I won the whole damn thing. Hey, Shaw, how many years I was getting fucked up at Koch?
You know,
every time they got there, you
got
up there when you put your
okay, then. Instead of going back.
Yeah. But we be gambling on the side, so we be grudging with ourselves. That motherfucker.
That's right.
Now I'm coming up with the Ponzi scheme. All you fellas that don't like shootouts, so don't think they carry no weight, get in it. That way I can get an easy trip. I give you a kickback.
I ain't mad at you. I'm just telling you that it ain't that we don't like shootouts. That ain't what we going for.
I know it.
They okay. If we ain't got shit else to do in the whole wide world, yeah, I might go look at that motherfucker. But
hey,
I ain't really trying to see that motherfucker.
Well, hey, you ever been to a championship boxing fight?
Yeah.
You spend all that money to travel, to get the room, to get the ticket, but you came for that one motherfucking fight. That undercard, I don't give a damn who's fighting on the undercard. He could be the next whatever. You spent your money for that one fight. Now, you get some people, of course, you're going to sit there. You're going to watch all the other fights. It's boxing. You like it. But your money was spent for that one motherfucking fight. You came to see that championship fight, that Floyd Mayweather, that Deontay Wilder, that Terrence Crawford.
I went to see a Tyson fight. All that other shit is cool.
I quit doing it when I went to see Mike Tyson. And I went to get
I went to see him. He knocked that motherfucker out in the first round. I was like,
when I went to see Mike Tyson, he got his ass beat by Buster Douglas. I ain't been to a fight since.
I want to ask you a question. How many guys went to U.S. 30? I know Leon. I did. But my thing is, when you went to 30, what did you do? Did you go sit up there and watch the bracket race and the class race and every other race and go down the track? Or did you just go sit in your car and hide until a grudge race came, which they didn't have them back then? They really called them by the real name until a personal drag race came up. Is that what you did? Let me answer for you guys. Hell to the no. let me answer for you. We get on these phones and we can talk to this mess all we want to. I want to ask you a question. Now,
Not even close. Okay, see, one thing for sure, we can sell it.
But the truth is, like, numbers, one thing about mathematical numbers, they don't change. It's the same. It's a universal language that's spoken all over the world. Do you really think Salt and them won 57,000 weeks old ass and didn't celebrate, they celebrated any different as if they had a ticket out their pocket? Do you think the celebration was different? Let me, don't plug your brain by trying to answer. Don't plug your brain. Let me answer for you.
No,
hell to the no.
No,
no. So we talk
agree
about,
with you.
And we walk
but,
this
hey,
walk about
say,
grudge
what
races.
That got to do
but at the end
that
of the day, racing is racing. You can bet as much money as you want to bet or don't bet as much money as you want to bet.
It's predicated on the person, Sensei. Let me tell the difference
in racing and what y'all call, quote, unquote, grudge racing, acting a fool.
I'm not going to watch no bragging racing. I just ain't gonna do it.
You may not go. I asked the question. I said,
If they grudge race, I'm gonna watch grudge racing. As soon as the bragging race is over, and they start bragging racing, I'm gonna walk back to my car and hide.
Okay, I want to ask the question. I'm gonna get them out the way. How many guys went to 66 when it was open? How many guys went to 66? Quite a few on it, right?
Yep.
Did you go to see the grudge? Did you go to see the quote unquote grudge race as you stupidly say, or did you go see the race?
No, I went one time.
I rested. You won out of 100,000 at once. So
what's
you
the name
won,
of them? Now I used to go. My brother used to drag me over there. What's the name of them cars? The NMCA.
I did go because
the cars looked like my car and they was flying. I want to just look at them cars, but. That don't nullify, Sensei. I mean, I'm not arguing. Dream Street.
Sensei, how many only been in Super Chevy? How many been in Super Chevy, Sensei?
Yeah, but that ain't got nothing to do with no grudge. What? Grudge race, Sensei?
This is my question.
Man, y'all can take that grudge race junk and shell me. Racing is racing. Take that grudge. If I win 50,000, ain't no difference if I won it in a head-on shootout or if I had to beat 20 cars.
A.D., let me ask you a question, D. Let's take the focus off of Salty Bitch, since they said there ain't nothing. Let's put it on David Floyd, who was the runner-up. Do you think he wasn't trying to win 55,000 first place money? Do they think he was turned down and be like, oh, I'm going to settle for second? That man was trying to push the accelerator through the flow board.
Hey, what the hell does that got to do with anything we said?
Right. Hey,
I'm going to tell you, it's the intensity of the race.
Hey, man, why
that's all I'm saying. Y'all say a grudge race is more intense when somebody got their own money up. And all I'm saying is, when by the time you get to the final round of a shootout, it's a grudge race. At the end of the day, it was 55,000 for first place.
Hey, Fly.
That's all I'm saying.
The bringing up the money was just one aspect of it. But at the end of the day, tournament style racing versus one on one, it ain't as damn exciting. A shootout is a tournament style race. Hold on. I ain't talking about the excitement to the fans.
I'm talking about the intensity to the racers.
I'm talking about the intensity to the racers, the tuners, and the mechanics. I can't hear number Leon hollering, good God almighty.
Damn, everybody trying to talk on top of each other.
Everybody just talking on top of each other.
Even more than
us talking on top of each other, I hear they
goddamn
bath water or they're dripping on
the
spot.
Whatever they're doing.
Check it. I'm on the ball. I hear that too. I'm going to look myself.
I'm here.
Somebody in the tub on the talk show.
Like I was saying, all around. I don't give a damn how we look at it. Just my opinion. I don't give a damn. And all that about racing is racing. Yeah, everybody know racing is racing. That's duh. That go without saying. And as far as talking about some, what y'all say? Am I gonna watch the racing? Yeah, if I want to, I'm there. I paid for it, like I said. If I paid to go watch the championship fucking fight, yeah, I'm gonna watch the other fight. Something there, but I paid my money to come see this one damn fight. That's what I paid for. I came to see Dirty Diana. I came to see Salty Bitch run Mario in a grudge race. I came to see goddamn Tate and Wesley Snipes. If that would have, that's what the fuck I paid to come see. This other shit, yeah, I'm going to watch it because I'm here and I like racing. That go without saying. That's retarded. But what did I pay to come see? What did I spend my money on a hotel room to come see? That ain't got a damn thing to do with what I'm talking about. Y'all, what do you keep saying that's still racing? We know it's racing.
No, I'm saying it's still racing at the end of the day.
Hey, Leo, I want to ask you a flop question. When the shootouts take place, do everybody go up in the stands or do they gather around the starting line?
When the quote-unquote grudge race takes place,
do everybody gather around the starting line or do they go up in the stands?
I'm going to take a dump.
It's the same thing. It's all racing. At the end of the day, it's all racing. You look at any of them videos, all the people that want to stand in the bleachers was in the bleachers, and all the people on that sideline was on that sideline for the girls racing the shootout.
Okay, I see we agree to disagree. That's all I can say. Because if you're listening, he made a great point.
Lenny made a great point.
All of us saying the same thing. Do you go get in your car?
No, don't nobody go get in that damn car. You paid to get in the track. That go without saying. That's retarded. Like some people saying stuff that don't, it's no substance to nothing that they saying. None. Because that's retarded. Do you leave when they do this and that? No, nigga, I paid to get in the track. Like I said, if I pay to go watch a fight, I paid to come see one fight. Am I going to leave because the undercard is going? No, but what the hell did I pay for? What did I travel for?
That's a good example.
If they remove that goddamn fight,
If they remove that damn
again,
fight, I don't care how many shootouts they have. I don't
example.
Care how many shootouts
they
have. If I'm going to pay to go watch the damn shootout,
no.
Did you pay to go watch the shootout? Are you going to travel to go watch the damn shootout? No.
Same niggas. Look on top. I'm looking at something right now. The same niggas gathered around this sideline with a handful of money trying to get their gamble on. Man, get out of here.
Sensei, but that's not. But Sensei, hold on. Sensei, listen. That's not what he's saying, though.
Like
that's not what he's saying.
That's not what he's talking about.
I know
that's
what he's saying, Dale. Damn, I know what he's saying. I understand what he's saying, but it's the same people. Leon, I'll tell you this. I do it all the time. If it's a shootout
and I'm interested in it and I sit there and watch it, okay, I can watch it, but that ain't the reason why I'm there. Do you understand that? I don't understand if y'all don't understand
that. I know
that,
but you still there, though. You're there for two cars. I mean, why wouldn't I? I mean, it's racing. I love racing. Sham. When Mr. and I were having an eye back and forth, it
became crystal clear when we were talking about the intensity of it. He was talking about from the point of a fan, a spectator, and I was talking about from the point of a race opponent. It was crystal clear to me then of what he was actually talking about. So I get it. I agree to disagree, but I see the difference of it because to a fan, that hero, Big Sham finna run Brother D for 25,000 or five. Oh, man, that's some people don't even make 25,000 a year, man. And they like, oh,
right.
So that's something to them. But,
right. But you know what, Fly?
Driving. That ain't nothing. He just know to make the best trip he can, the tuna put in the best tune-up he can, and keep it to the flow for as long as he can to get across that stripe. So that's
right.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
But I do understand exactly what he was saying.
What I want to say is I don't even want to, you know, I've heard this a couple of times just now from you. I mean, just you use the example of somebody else. It don't have to be for no. It could be for $500. If it's the right people, I want to see it. If it's the right kind of cars, I want to see it. I just, I will go see it. If you let's just use for an example.
We can take the money out the equation. I agree with that.
Yeah,
we can take
the money
out.
I mean, it's just
the
fact that the action.
Big Sham been talking smack to Flop, and Flop been talking smack to Big Sham.
Exactly.
They ain't got a pecan bit. And people want to know what it's like to. That's almost like if I'm a fan, I'm saying, man, I know Big Sham, man. I know he can talk tough, man. He talking tough to that dude, man. Ooh, wee, now he finna crawl over in that Malibu. Man, I wish I was Big Sham. That's my guy, man. I wonder what he feel like crawling in there with that tree finna come down, and he got to get on that nitrous and make the trip. Yeah, I understand it from that point as well. Eliminate the money. It's two different aspects that Mr. and I were talking about. But trust me, I get what he was saying exactly.
And let me say furthermore, I guess it's where you come from, too. It may be. I mean, this is just my opinion. Where I come from street racing. The excitement, grudge racing is like, it's just altogether different to me. It's just not the racing. It's the build up. I think Mr. made mention of it. It is the talking smack, the between the two people, then now the anticipation of it, and it's just everything about the situation that makes it exciting and that you want it.
You want to see it.
Once you get to that point, because I heard you just say my name. How many times have you seen where two people they locked in? Let's just say for the Thursday night, it was only one race, but you got 300 people out there to go see this one damn dumbass race. That's what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, and you're right.
Those people,
but them 300 turned into 3,000 in the shootout.
Go ahead.
But no.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. No.
I mean, do you believe what you're saying?
No, I'm saying.
Look at the videos.
But no, listen to what I'm saying. It's just okay. You might have that many people that want to see a shootout. You may.
Okay.
But that ain't got nothing to do with the people that go for a grudge race. That they two different people.
No,
two different people.
Sensei,
that's all
a drag race is a drag race. And you made a statement a few minutes ago about how it used to be drag racing. Because I tell you, I don't accept that mess y'all name it. But let me show you how it used to be. You go to a track and you drag race two cars back to back to back. What do we see that simulates that now? Shootout. We used to go down on Hastings. We used to block Hastings off, and what we used to do when I was a shorty, we were a kid. No, I'm not lying. We would block Hastings off. Get dragged on the phone. Me to tell you, they would block Hastings off. Everybody would pair up on who they gonna race, and you going down Hastings back to back to back. What reminds you of somebody right now? Shootout. If you take Wick's race. Eliminate Wick race. If they stop having shootouts, it wouldn't be nobody at these tracks.
Mm-mm.
They'll stop throwing races.
No
if they take the shootouts,
you can't.
Wait.
Hold on. My race too, Sensei.
Well, how many races? That's two. Mike, he'll throw 20 a year. That's two.
Okay,
Mike,
I'm saying,
one.
But that's
we,
that, but
we
that's
here
taking, but
we're here.
But
I'm just I forget. I have to speak politically correct.
But you solidifying what I'm saying. That
correct.
Is my point exactly.
No,
that's my point.
No, I'm not. No,
yes, you are. That's my point.
I'm solidifying what I'm saying. If you take your
what,
shootout,
no, okay,
away,
what are you saying?
This grudge racing wouldn't
it's two different types of people. I'm saying it's two different. You said
listen,
eliminate.
I'm not knocking
my race
the drag
Leroy's
race,
race
of the game.
And Witt's
race. I'm not. Listen, Sensei. I'm not knocking
you said,
the part of drag racing. I trust and believe I'm not. But I'm riding on what you said. You said how we used to go see drag racing, and I'm telling you. What you used to see is a shootout of today.
Oh, hold on, Sensei. When you Sensei, when you was listen, can I ask you a question?
When they would run
listen,
three or four times in one day.
I just want to ask you a question. When you was out there racing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didi or whomever, these people that was racing on the street back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What was you going out there for?
We were out there to see whoever racing. Me or whoever else it was at racing. We're going to see a race.
Right.
What was happening?
It wasn't a shootout.
Oh,
it was two individuals that was going to race.
You got to allow me to answer that. If you ask me a question, you got to allow me to answer.
No,
now,
I'm saying. I was just reiterating what you said.
But you got to allow me to answer, though.
Okay,
we
go ahead.
We were going to the street. There's a
right.
big difference in the street and the track.
Right.
We went to the track. We went to see racing. When we go to the street, you may go to the street to see one individual race, but back then, three or four races would take place in the same day, the same week you race every night. What in the world today remind you of that? Shootout.
No, it don't. Not to me,
can I ask you a question?
You can call me on the back line of the show over and tell me.
Shame. Can I ask you a question, Shame?
Uh-huh.
I don't take nothing away from Zay. He did his thing, and he blowed everybody's ass off he encountered. Do you think Zay would have ran all them cars that he ran head up in a grudge race if it weren't for
probably
a shootout?
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I don't understand the question, though. I don't understand the question.
No. It's just a question.
Hey, Flop, can I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
And I don't know. What takes precedent at the track? What form of racing takes precedent at the track?
I want to answer.
Hold on. Let me say this. I don't know, Mister. And I'm gonna say this. It varies depending on the team.
Flop,
because Let me say this. It varies depending on the team, because grudge racing is not a precedence to salty bitching them at that shootout that they just won. They were there strictly for the shootout.
Racing.
They were the grudge racing.
They didn't take it over Brian Davis either.
But then you it depends on what your program is oriented around.
Brian Davis didn't care nothing about the grudge racing. He would tell them.
Oh, he ain't the only one. There's some other people. They call these events grudge events. And then they don't.
He just happened to come to mind right then because Street King was talking. He's from Detroit. That's all that was.
I've heard. Let me give you the flip side too, though. I've heard at Wits Race and others, they say grudge racing is a priority. I've also heard at some other races they say the shootout is the priority and we will grudge you between rounds.
Yes. Now, is that a grudge event?
Technically, yes, or technically, no. Because
it's
a sham. It depends on the way the individual sees it. Was that a grudge event? Let me ask you this. Was the year-end finale a grudge event or a shootout event?
A shootout event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, was trick-or-treat, hold on, is trick-or-treat a grudge event or a shootout event?
A grudge event all day.
Okay, so that's the only thing I'm trying to show is that it varies from person to person, promoter to promoter, track to track. That's all.
Some things truly shouldn't even be argued, though, because they have no legs to stand on, and they know they don't. You can't go to no court and win. They really couldn't go to no. Donald Trump
God.
Wouldn't fight. These fights they put up, Donald Trump wouldn't put them up. And he'll guarantee he wouldn't put them up. And some, they don't make drunk sense. When you don't make drunk sense, it just don't make sense.
Hey, no matter. Racing is racing at the end of the day.
I don't even call it grudge racing, Leon. You know that. It's drag racing. It's all it is. They thought, them niggas down south thought they were doing something slick when they changed and started calling it grudge racing. If I truly had a grudge against you, nigga, I don't want to be bothered because I might hit you in your mouth.
Let me give you the real deal. It started out as match racing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, match racing.
Yeah,
so it was. It was match racing. Exactly.
Match racing
was true. They changed the name. They were saying something real sticky.
It don't even sound better to me.
What's up, little brother?
Match racing was grudge racing.
Match racing was racing. It was racing then. Them boys were racing.
I don't know, Sensei. Like I said, Sensei,
you can call me after the show, bro.
Which one bring a better crowd?
Huh?
Hey, I said, which one brings a crowd?
Yeah,
yeah.
What's that, Lenny?
It can depend.
Now that's Sergeant Ryan. If they stop having these shootouts at them,
somebody call my name.
When nobody get a crowd, but Wick, Sensei and Leroy, and maybe one more. If you don't somebody get a crowd, the rest of them wouldn't get no crowd if they stop having these shootouts in there.
Nope.
Because they're not.
No guts, no glory.
Racing.
That's about the only one.
They're not racing. I mean, they're just not racing. For every 10 quote-unquote drag races that they get locked in, they might get one off. That ain't a crowd.
Hey, Big Sam.
Mathematically, that don't quote
them.
But when they had them shoot out,
that's the first and only thing he said that was right tonight.
Say you can call me at the show, go off and tell me.
Hey,
I'm gonna do what Sensei gonna say. Sensei gonna call me at the show, go off, and he gonna say.
When he say there's not enough grudge racing.
Hey, Miss, I agree.
It's not as enough. There's none. Period.
Yeah, I got you. Who the fuck just called Ryan?
He doing all the talking. I can't hear nobody.
Then you know what a shooter is, so you can let me talk. Hold on.
Who the fuck is called Ryan Sergeant?
I named him that. That's his name.
That lug in there?
What the fuck are you calling him a motherfucking sergeant for? He's way too strong to be a private. He really should be a lieutenant.
Hey, Three Luck, he really should be. Do you want to find out why they called me?
You know, motherfucking sergeant.
You want to find out?
I'm gonna find out. You get your ass in your car and get my ass in my car. We'll see who the fucking sergeant is, nigga.
He really should be a whip, Low Rider. I got another nigga you'll get calling a motherfucking sergeant, nigga. You'll get violated, nigga. He really should be a colonel, a lieutenant. He really should be.
You better call a nigga a sergeant or something so you don't get your ass violated.
Hey, where the hell somebody from the west side beat me? I own y'all, huh?
You don't own shit, nigga. Hey. Get your ass in your car. I'm going to get in my car. I'll knock you clean the fuck out, nigga. You ain't no motherfucking sergeant, nigga. You a fucking whip. So you been there calling nigga sergeant in your fucking life, Low Rider. Fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, Sarge, he right, Sarge. You know, Sarge, you really a colonel.
Ain't nobody going to come watch y'all races. Ain't no shootout.
He's really a captain.
Hey, I don't know about you, Low Rider. Call that man a fucking sergeant.
He really should be called captain.
Hey, Low Rider, I don't fuck you nowhere, Low Rider. Hey, Memphis, you don't call me no sergeant, you know.
You said what?
You don't call him a fucking sergeant, do you?
He really should be called captain.
Sometimes, yeah, I call him Bro Ryan.
Don't do it,
Mark.
No, don't do it. Don't call him. Look at no motherfucking side.
He really should have stopped this, sir. He really should.
I took your fucking side from you, Low Rider. You ain't no real.
Hey, three, I cannot lie.
That's the he the big dog in the city right now. I cannot lie, Trey.
He's solid.
Dirty Diana is the big dog in the city. If you ask me right now, if I had to say who reigns supreme in Chicago, and it's not because it's the fastest car, because I think Tate got the fastest car in the city, but just as far as racing, the personality, getting up and down that highway, going to get a nigga, I got to give it to Sergeant Ryan. Yeah, he the big dog. Hey, Ryan, listen.
You can get all the way to Ryan out of here. Don't call no motherfucking sergeant, bro. He's no motherfucking sergeant, dog. He got all the way to the world. Don't call him no motherfucking sergeant. He's no motherfucking sergeant, Chuck.
Hey, Three Love, what's wrong?
You ain't no motherfucking sergeant, nigga.
Hey, Three Love, you need to be looking up for me. I beat the person that you were scared to get up there with. I'm your motherfucker.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. What do a sergeant do?
Pass out of order.
Put his foot on little maggots like you. Keep his feet on that motherfucking neck.
Put your feet on your accelerator, and I'm the maggot then, motherfucker. I'm going to show you where you're maggot. Put your feet on your accelerator. I'm going to put my feet on my accelerator. Now, I'll knock your ass out, nigga.
All right, Peter. I won't call him Sarge. Sarge, I can't call you Sarge no more. But now we're going to call him General. We'll call him General. General Ryan.
That nigga ain't shit but Ryan. A Southside nigga, like my man that said he do a lot of racing, go out of town, do all this fine and dandy. He ain't no motherfucking sergeant.
Hey, did you see?
Your enemy had to cut his fucking head off to deliver it to you. I had to show you how to kill a motherfucker. Hey, Ryan, I'll call you sergeant. Do like you did, Mr. B, motherfucker.
Lock me in for 5 minutes. You driving, you look like Mr. B. Then you whoop me, I'll call you a sergeant, motherfucker. But then you ain't shit to me, nigga. You no motherfucking sergeant.
I agree. Call him Ryan, a fucking plumber. He a hole digger.
From a damn nigga, own a fucking hole, digging his own motherfucking car.
I agree. We won't call him.
Are you mad at me?
I'm
mad at Long Island because you're a motherfucking sergeant, nigga.
I mean,
you know a motherfucking sergeant.
Look, hey, Three, look.
You have to miss
if you want to,
Three.
If you want to, I'll put my motor in your car to make your car go fast.
Who you talking to?
You want me to put my motor in your car so I can go fast?
Oh, my God.
Every 3 times you blow up, motherfucker, I need that junk fast. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I'm going to take this brown motherfucker. I'm going to take the brown motherfucker like there's 2 on 10. Because
hey,
Florida,
you
drive down the road and I'm driving the bullet, I'll knock you clean the fuck out, nigga.
Oh,
I ain't got a motor in my car right now. It's on the motherfucking floor. If you lock in, you get your punk ass next time in Florida, I'll clean you over your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Three, look. How much you say you going to lock him in for?
2 on 10. Me and him drive.
Oh, Lord.
In Florida, motherfucker.
I ain't going to Florida.
You better not, motherfucker. You come and take that from the motherfucking phone with
him. The next race I'm going to.
But how the fuck you a fucking sergeant? Tell me why you're a sergeant, that little rider.
I'm done for the year.
Sergeant don't back down.
I can't.
Wasn't going to Florida, Trey. And that's what sergeant does.
I don't
be
on no motherfucking phone. I don't know what he said. I don't know what the fuck he said. Where you gonna lock me in for then, motherfucker? We ain't gotta go to Florida. Where you gonna lock me in for? Me and you drive, nigga, 2 on 10. Fuck you, nigga.
I mean, you really wanna.
Then whoop
really
me down the car,
like
you a sergeant, motherfucker. Whoop me down the car, you a sergeant. Then you a motherfucking Ryan, nigga.
Well,
you
I don't care.
Shit.
Hey, I don't have to. Hey, do you think I care about the
shit
people that I whoop?
You ain't got to prove shit to me, right? You said you were going west side.
Hold on.
Whoop me.
Hold on.
Whoop me,
motherfucker.
I'm the west side, motherfucker. Whoop me, motherfucker.
You think I care about the people?
Hey,
what they say after I whoop?
I'm the west side, motherfucker. Whoop me.
I already did whoop so many, y'all. How many people do y'all
whoop
me to
me? Me, motherfucker. Three of the bully. Whoop the bully, motherfucker. Me and you. Whoop me. Motherfucker, then you did, so whoop me, motherfucker.
No, I'm not gonna get in that car, bro. I'm not gonna drive that car.
Well,
I don't have
no fucking
side
of fucking motor, little rider.
No, I don't have no.
Ryan.
I don't have
no
motherfucker.
So
no,
nigga,
no,
I refuse to call him a sergeant anymore, Trey. He's a colonel, a 4-star general.
He's a fucking whip.
He's
a
5-star general.
Hey, I don't want to get in that car. I don't have the desire to get in the car and drive it.
Sorry, but you're a sergeant,
like,
though. Sergeant don't back down for no motherfucking body.
Yeah, but you want me to
say that? You're sergeant, nigga. Sergeant don't back down for no motherfucking body.
Hey, listen to this. I'm not on the front line no more. You exactly right. I don't have
but,
to get on the front line.
You're
not
on the
front.
You're
not on the front.
You're
not on the front.
You're not on
the front. You're not on
the
front. You're
not on the corporals. Sergeant sending corporals. So you think if he used his real rank, he wouldn't mess with him. So he did mold himself to a sergeant so he gets back.
What?
Three, look, you want me to put my motor in your car so you can go fast?
Well, I don't want that shit. You got goddamn Mike Rallin broke through that turn to sale. I don't want that shit.
Okay.
You might put that motherfucking tank car that he needed. Motherfucker.
I might put it in there.
Go ahead. You should.
What take go have in here? What take go have? You don't need to take with no more?
He ain't got shit now. He blow it up. Tell him I said it, motherfucker. Now.
Hey, Three Love, you know why I don't mind calling him Sergeant Ryan? Because between him, Tate and Vaughn, I got to just get a credit. They have single-handedly brought Chicago racing back and put us on the map.
No, they ain't miss.
I just can't take this shit no more.
Now, I can understand you saying Vaughn's name. I can understand you saying Vaughn's name for engaging.
Hey, listen. You know, I don't hold nobody dick right. That then Zay did more racing than Ryan did last this year. So why he in that category? What's Zay in that category?
Hold on. I want to ask you, how many races did Zay did he run this year?
He did more than you did, right?
I want everybody to tell me how many races he ran this year.
Two fucking races down in Mississippi, man. He just won four races down in Mississippi.
Hey, how many races?
Back down south.
But Jeremiah, you're on as good as your last race. He beat us. Yeah. You're as good as your last race.
Check this out.
As good as your last race, Jeremiah.
Hold on one second, mister.
What you just said. I love what you just said, brother.
He beat Zay in the last race, Jeremiah.
Hold on. Brother D, I'm a digress and say this. If he's only as good as his last race he is in, he's definitely a winner because he won his last race.
Hold on, Jerry. Listen to what I just said. See, people can get louder than me, but I'm hard to outsmart.
No one ever said
Zay didn't win. I said you only as good as your last race in reference to him and Zay, and he beat Zay in the last race.
Okay, so they both had a pedal fest. He won some money. I like that.
Wait a minute. I would like to see him go down the track and both under power myself. But
I would.
I would gap that week.
They won his ass week.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, that's what I'm
y'all saying one thing, but then y'all switch it.
Hold on. Hey, we fucked Leon up.
Leon, hold on. Hey, Low Rider, tell your son drive his own motherfucking car so I can stick my finger in his motherfucking neck. Yeah, you do. Tell your son drive his own motherfucking car with his fucking ass.
Hold on, I want somebody to tell him. How many garage races did he run this year?
Leon, let me explain why I said it. When you think about the biggest personality and who they talking about the most right now, when you look at Chicago racing, and it's fucking Dirty Diana. That's the big fucking name out
you
the city
said
right
they
now.
Hey, Leon, can I say this and I'm gonna be quiet? Mister, you my man, $100,000. You crazy as fuck right now, bro. If you think any type of way, any shape or form, that Dirty Diana has gotten more recognition or is doing anything better than that motherfucking Big Freak. You go and you ask anybody, what has Dirty Diana done versus what Big Freak has done?
If you think right now,
That big freak got a bigger name than Dirty Diana. I know you just talking out your ass. And you saying anything. You talking straight out your ass.
Dirty Diana, the hottest thing in Chicago right now.
Straight out your ass, man.
Hey,
gentlemen.
He got a bigger name than Big Freak.
Hey, Jeremiah, why you arguing
because
with nobody?
Because G-Body Racing is hotter.
You arguing with
G-Body
a bunch of nobody.
G-Body Racing is hotter
than
any other
time, bro.
Hey, Zay.
You
wasting your
time, bro. You arguing with a bunch of nobody.
G-Body Racing.
They said he was tired. Tell the time he's going to call like a clean road his fat ass.
No one is trying to diminish Zay Racing. We just saying what
hey, bro.
Hey,
you was in a shootout.
No, you was in the shootout.
Can you ask him my
question? Hey, you was in a fucking shootout. The shootout don't count. No, that shootout don't fucking count, man.
I'm telling you, shootout don't count. That better money.
You know why? Because he would never get up there. Hold on.
Hey, Ryan.
If we ran for double of what the shootout paying for, how come it don't fucking count? You hating ass.
Because you would never. Hey, because you.
Damn.
Hating. Hey, because you would never get up there with neither one of them cars head up.
How?
What are you talking about?
All head up. Goofball or a bag. What the fuck
you was in a shootout. That's the only way you met him.
It don't fucking matter. Gambling is gambling, nigga.
Hey,
what the fuck
you talking about?
Wait a minute, Zay. Say that again, Zay. So you met in a shootout or you locked him in? It was racing, wasn't it?
Gambling is, if you put up a pot, that's a gamble. It don't matter if it's in a shootout or if it's in a fucking locked-in grudge race. It's a gamble.
Hey, all of it is,
racing is
Hold on, who did you race when you was in Georgia for a week, right?
You can't make him race.
Hold on, wait a minute. I fucked you up. That's what I did when I was in Georgia. I fucked you up. Hey, watch this.
Me and you.
Hey, look.
I'm gonna let you win, motherfucker. Me and you,
I ain't like it. Hey, I'm going to
drive. Me and you drive, nigga. I'm going to lock in.
Look.
Me and you
look,
drive.
All three of y'all
in.
Lock in. I'm going to lock in.
Lock
I'm going to lock in.
Drive,
day.
Look,
I'm
going to
lock in. Day 1010. I'm going to lock man. I'm going to look. I'm going to gap him. We going to lock in. I'm going to hog his fucking money. I'm going to run him.
Hey,
he gonna,
hey,
I'm going to put up 15
hey,
up, and he put up 10.
Hey, man, I'm going to lock
you
in, man. You drive, motherfucker. Win.
Hey,
I'm going to
lock
you in, motherfucker.
I'm going to put my 15 up to his 10.
Win.
Hey, lock it in for Orlando.
Uh-oh. I like that.
I'm going to put my 15,000 up to his fucking 10. Act like it, motherfucker.
Lock me in, man. I'm going to do it. Me and you drive, motherfucker.
And that's why we call them.
Hey, look at that fire.
Hey, Ryan.
They can say what they want to say. That motherfucker dirty down there.
I wish
these motherfuckers would go down there.
Hey,
you know,
why all these weak motherfuckers?
Hey,
Mister.
Hey,
Mister. Ryan been locked in an hour later.
Hey,
Mister. We was on the property together.
Hey, three love. You know you my man, and I hate you in the way. So I ain't going to say nothing to you, but that dirty Diana, a bad motherfucker. Hey, look,
hey,
you get mad up.
Bro, gotta lock me in. Come on, lock me in,
motherfucker.
I'm going to lock that motherfucker in. Let him drive.
Look,
fuck
get that down there. I'm locking 15 in today, fucking 10. I'm going to show you. I'm going to get
you. Lock in, man. Me and you drive. I'm going to do it, man. Me and you drive. I'm going to do it, motherfucker. Me and you drive. I'm going to do it, motherfucker.
Hey, three love. I'm going to just say this so you don't go horse. You wasting your time. Everybody know Ryan don't drive that car.
Hey, listen. Stand down,
Mister.
I don't want you to go.
Hey, three love, you just told me to get out the way. I'm going to follow order.
Okay, please stand down, Mister. Please stand down, Mister.
I'm getting out the way.
Okay.
I thought I listened.
Come on, Ryan. Come on, Ryan. Too late to miss a beat. Hold on, you just said you're going to get them to lock in. I'm going to lock all three cars in. Captain, I'm a captain. Who the fuck is you? Ain't nobody got to follow
you
down south, motherfucker.
I'll beat your motherfucking ass at any truck up north. No, you won't, Vic. Hey, Vic, no, you won't. I'll take y'all to 131 and flatline y'all.
Hey, Ryan, why y'all weak-ass wouldn't run me back?
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Vic, no, you won't.
So soon as the weather get right, your ass got action at 131.
Oh, shit.
Look.
Nobody's telling you.
Hey, look, my first race is going to be a race. I don't give a fuck about Bobby Cole race.
I just told you I beat your ass at any motherfucking track up north.
Hey, I'm going to cut the Bobby Cole race.
Hey, look, if you go down to Florida, I'll hide your money. My 15,000 is down there. I'm not going to Florida. I'll beat your motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck who drive your car. Put any motherfucker you want in there. I'll beat your motherfucking ass unconscious.
I'm going to Florida. No, I ain't going to Florida. You won't. Okay, well, it looked like y'all was in slow motion, man. You played the punk out to that slow motherfucker, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What?
You paid the punk out to that slow motherfucker, too, didn't you?
You paid that money.
I can't
money,
get
huh?
up, though. Hey, hold on. I can't get up, though, weak-ass Drexler.
You can
get up.
Oh, okay,
no.
Okay.
I can't get down the track.
You didn't get down the track in Georgia either, did you, motherfucker?
Oh,
I know
what.
What's
get
the
down.
Difference?
Oh, hey,
what's
right,
the fucking
right,
difference?
Right, hey,
right,
I'm getting down
what's
the track.
What's the fucking
difference? I'm getting down the track all weekend.
He don't race up north, but go down to Georgia, can't get down the track. You're a dumbass. You should have killed your
motherfuckers
in the tuna,
I'm going to tell you what you motherfuckers
your
is.
In the head.
You
motherfuckers
is a bunch of fucking clowns. I'll beat the
damn
fuck out of you at any track up north.
Hey, look.
Me too.
Hey, listen to this.
Me too.
Hey, listen to this. Hey, listen to this, Vic. You ready. This is what you ready to do is talk. Motherfucker, I could go right now. All right?
I'm
don't
not
talk,
going
don't get
to
on
fuck.
Here talk.
Listen,
hey, it don't matter
listen,
what fucking
Ryan,
I can take
listen,
you.
Ryan,
hey, look,
Ryan,
I can take
hey,
you.
Hey,
Vic,
following
you.
No,
I go with you, Ryan. Where you go? Long you drive, me you drive. I'll fuck you up.
Hey, look.
Fuck you. I ain't
going
no shit.
You don't have to go to the
track. I'm trying to raise, man. I'm trying to raise, man. I'm trying to drop your ass, nigga.
Listen,
let me
go.
I'm
going to
hold you.
I'm not following you no motherfucking
way.
Hey, look,
hey,
Vic,
you we can go.
I'm
here. Hey, we can go to we can go to Macon this weekend.
And
if the weather was right, we could
go
to 131.
I'm gonna make it with you.
Hey, Vic, you're done racing.
I'm talking to you. You're done for
you.
You
have no fucking lead. You're done racing.
You know,
I'm done.
You
know,
you have to take it out, man.
You're
not. Yeah, but so don't come on here and talk shit. Talk shit to motherfuckers. They ain't gonna race. Motherfucker,
I
got
to
race.
I can come on here and say whatever the fuck I
no,
want to say.
No, you can't come on here and say
I go to
make
it.
No, because I can race
this
weekend.
I go to make it.
No,
I go to make it.
Okay, well, three of us just told you
to
go to make it.
I go.
Yeah, okay, well, watch this. Hey, well, look. Well, lock in 2-on-10 for making my car against y'all fucking car.
Me and you, man. Me and you, motherfucker, drive. I'm gonna go to
Macon. Hey, three lug cars.
You me?
Against my motherfucking car.
I'm gonna lock in as long as you drive, motherfucker. Me and you
I'm
drive.
Not driving
I'm gonna lock
car.
It in.
I'm not driving.
You ain't
gonna
fucking
sergeant.
You ain't
gonna
fucking
sergeant.
You ain't gonna
fucking
sergeant. You ain't shit.
I don't
shit.
Drive
you ain't shit.
Car.
You ain't no fucking sergeant. Then you like you didn't miss a beat.
Damn.
You like you didn't miss a beat.
Hey, I don't drive that damn car.
I'm bigger than Mr. B, and I'm fatter than Mr. B. Treat me like you did Mr. B.
Hey,
well,
hey,
I drive
hey
mine.
And you know what?
Nigga.
And you fucking, yeah. And you fucking
yeah,
dirtier than Mr. B, too. You 50, motherfucker.
Call me what you want to call me. I beat your ass, though.
Hey, lock in 2-on-10 for making this fucking weekend. My car
when
gets
you drive,
car.
I'll do it. Lock
and
in,
see, and see what happens.
When you drive, lock
matter
in,
of fact,
punk.
Watch this. Matter of fact, I'm a odd to money. My 12 against your fucking 10.
Hey, Ryan, I don't need no motherfucking charity, nigga.
Hey,
I don't
I'm
need no motherfucking charity, nigga.
I know y'all can't beat me.
I don't
I know
need
y'all
no charity to beat
me,
man.
No, I know you can't fucking beat me.
I don't need
I'm
no charity,
money
man. Lock
on.
In, me
hey,
and
look.
Man, hey, man, I don't need your motherfucking charity, man. Lock me in, motherfucker. Me and you drive. You can't bet enough, pussy.
Hey, look, and that motherfucking Lenny. Hey, Lenny, man, you ain't even. We ain't even in the same fucking category, man. Like,
hey, man,
I don't even know why
you
even
voice. Me, man. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I don't even know why Lenny. Hey, I don't even know why Lenny even
you.
Talked to me, man.
Vic ain't trying to run you, Vic. I'm trying to run you, man. You talking everybody said me, man. You trying to get away from me, man.
I just told you. No, I
stop
just told
me,
you
man.
I'm gonna run you.
Hey, man, me and you drive, man.
Look,
you ain't shit.
What,
I'm a big old
fucking
motherfucker.
Hey,
like,
what do we need
like
to do? Look,
huh?
Look, this, I'm an odd to money.
Cream roll your punk ass.
Look, I'm an odd to money, and I'm going to give you the back tire. How about that?
Hey, Ryan, do me one favor.
I'm an odd to money and give you the back tire.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to bet that I leave your puss ass at the tree for $2,000. I bet I gap your motherfucking ass. And we'll let bet on that. Me and you drive, nigga. You ain't shit. You never gonna be shit, motherfucker.
Damn.
Hey, I ain't never drove the car, so I don't plan on driving it.
You gonna drive it to Mr. Booth? Because you know you gonna do Mr. Booth, pussy. Nah.
Hey, look.
Hey, Ryan, why your scary ass wouldn't run me back in Georgia, though? I tried to run you back an hour later. You declined.
Hey, who's that sucking dick back there talking about who?
Hey,
Hey, who's a dick sucker? Hold on, Zay, I'm gonna answer that. But hey, dick sucker, come out the fucking bushes.
Who the cheerleaders? I cheer for Chicago. Who the cheerleaders?
If the shoe fits, whoever it may be.
They talking about me.
I'll be the cheerleader. Go, Ryan, go. He been fucking them boys up and they mad. They mad at me, and I know why. If I'm going to be a cheerleader, at least let me cheerlead for the right motherfucker. Hey, don't get mad at me because you on the wrong side of the motherfucking fence.
Hey, they wasn't cheerleading when I beat his ass and got some first, though. What was these cheerleaders?
All them little side comments directed for me. Now, I give anybody their credit, but if Zay little chubby ass, if Zay little chubby ass was the front runner, I give him his credit, but he ain't the motherfucker.
Hey, if you was a somebody, I would say that. If you ever been a somebody, I would have told you that.
What make him a nobody?
Yes, it do.
I got to spend my money in a car to be a somebody, huh?
A motherfucker ain't never got up there for no money. Ain't got an opinion as much as the hell my ass, man. That shit don't mean nothing.
That's what your mouth say.
But the one thing I do, I keep a pocket full of little boy, and I go and I gamble, and I do what the fuck I want to do. As long as they motherfucking print me, homie, and I'm getting it, nigga. I'm somebody. Remember that, though. Mister ain't never been no motherfucking nobody. So don't get it twisted. You mad?
I ain't never heard of Mr. Racing.
Don't get mad at me.
Hey,
Zay, don't
you ever race in your life?
Hey, Zay,
Don't get mad at me.
You
want to
lock in? You
want to
lock in?
Hey, Zay,
you want to lock in for Florida?
Hey, mister, what's your racing record?
Hey, Zay, you want to lock in for Florida?
Hey, hold on. Let me tell you what my record is.
I
want to
see what
you got. Your ass up out there
to
Diana. I won some money.
That's cool.
I want some money,
but
you got your ass whooped, nigga. So
ass,
I'm doing, hey, my record motherfucking good, nigga. That's what it is. Long as I'm betting against some little fat
record.
Ass, nigga.
What's
as
your,
long as I'm betting against some little fat ass, I'm doing all right.
That's cool.
So you mad.
Hey, what's your
you mad.
Though?
Hey, Zay, you mad.
No,
you mad.
I just want to know what's
okay.
Your record.
I just want to know, nigga, I won my money off your little ass, though.
Have you ever
raced? I won.
Have you ever
raced? I won, nigga.
Are you
won.
A professional spectator then?
Hey, man, fuck all that. Ryan want to go to Florida. I'm trying to go to Florida with Ryan. What y'all call the general, the president, whatever y'all call it. I'm trying to go to Florida and rape this motherfucker.
Hey,
ass.
Zay,
I mean,
you
want to
lock in
money.
For Florida?
I do.
Hey, Ryan, I tried to run you on the property. Your
hey,
power to ask
hey, Zay.
Decline.
Hey, Zay, I've been trying to run you all
I
year.
I wanted to run you when we was on the property.
Hey, I've been trying
you
to
decline,
lock you in
son.
All year. I'm going to try
to
lock in all year.
The cockers. I might say some dumb shit like, I'm the king of Chicago, and then go get my ass whooped. I'm scared to build a cock. I don't want to do dumb shit like that.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, you want to
hey,
lock
Ryan.
In for Florida?
Hey, Ryan, we locked in before.
Do you want to lock
in? You was trying to lock
hey,
in
hey, but hold on. Do you want to lock
in?
Hold on. Do you want to lock in for Florida?
I'm not going to Florida, man.
Oh, okay.
I will. I'll go to Florida. Me and you drive.
Hey,
I'll go to Florida.
Hey, I wasn't going either, but Three Luck, he volunteered your fucking car.
But,
just
but
like he volunteered.
I
tried
to run you when we was on the property, and you declined.
Hey, I've been trying to run you all year.
Okay, and we ran. I was the only person you ran while you was at the track for a week, goofy.
Yeah, hey, because you
the
know why? Because
you
your weak ass. Hold on, because your
no,
weak
because
ass fucking tuna.
Ass
no,
you had TikTok.
I know, because
your
weak ass fucking
you
tuna.
Get up there.
Hey, because your weak
you
ass tuna left your fucking teammate out dry. You don't want to say that on your weak-ass fucking
tuna. Hey,
Ryan,
hey, Ryan.
He couldn't get
hey,
that
don't
fucking
talk about tuna, Ryan.
Hey, look, hold on.
Ryan, don't talk about tuna,
hey,
Ryan. You can't say nothing
hey,
about tuna, Ryan. Don't you say
hey,
that,
look,
you
he
ball,
get, hey, look, he couldn't get that fucking Monte Carlo up the goddamn track. He had to pay me the hoe out. Huh?
Okay. You paid him
he couldn't
the
get
out
that
first,
week.
Though. Didn't you pay
hey,
him
look,
the hoe out of Alabama?
But look. Hey, watch this,
but
he gave me the double up, man. Hey, look, he gave me the double up.
The hoe out first.
Hey, but he gave me the double up. Hey, it's me on top of him.
First,
hey, it's me
didn't
on top of him.
First?
Watch this. He ain't getting nothing from me.
You paid it first, though. You paid
hey,
the
but
whole
watch
out,
this.
Though.
But hold on. They paid me first with Anthrax. If you be technical,
I
motherfucker.
I ain't got nothing to do with all that, man. I'm talking about
okay,
me
but they paid
me.
Hold on. They
you
paid me first.
Bill.
I've been getting
okay,
fucked
well.
Up all year for these weak hoes. You get what
and
I'm
you
saying?
You paid them, too. You paid them, too.
But I've been getting, hold on. I got more than what I fucking paid.
You paid about three of them. You paid about
hey, but I got more. Hey, how much you think I got? I got damn near $8,000 this year in fucking Funkhouse. The fuck are you talking about,
you
man?
You a goddamn lie.
Hey, I got damn near $8,000 working fucking Funkhouse, man. I don't even remember how many Funkhouse I get.
How many you paid?
You had eight races locked in for Alabama,
and you ran one time.
I had three races locked in. I had TikTok. Well, no, I had four. I had TikTok. It rained.
You ran
I had
one
Jesse
time
James.
And paid three
hold on,
hours.
Hold on. I had TikTok. It rained. Jesse James came over. I paid him. Then I tried to relock him in. He didn't want to go. Then I ran Wick. Then I paid the other people from Texas. Right?
What?
Okay.
How much you paid?
$1,000.
We get paid $5 two times. And so, did anybody pay you $2,000 or you
I
break
paid,
even then?
No, I didn't break. I didn't fucking break even. I had Tony Barnes pay me $1,000. If I sit here
so
long enough, I can count up. Hey, if I sit here long enough, I can count up the amount of money these motherfuckers then gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I was willing to get.
Well, give me some of.
Hold on.
Get your ass out of Florida.
Hey, look, I was willing to gamble. Vaughn was willing to gamble. Jesse James wasn't willing to gamble.
But you,
so
weren't,
paid
ready,
us,
you weren't willing
hold on.
To keep that. You quit on me,
hold
though,
on,
right?
Hold on.
You
he paid.
Me.
Hey, he paid
you
fucking.
You quit on me, man.
He paid fucking $4,000 in
quit
out
on me, and I
between
got a small
two,
block,
between two fucking cars.
You declined
hey, well,
me,
Lee, watch this. Hold on, watch this. Let's lock in. I'm going to pay your fucking way down there to fucking Florida.
No.
And let's lock
no.
in. Okay.
I don't need it.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I do.
Well,
yeah,
don't nobody
do.
Need your fucking handout, man. Like
well,
you said
do,
your
right?
ass there. Don't nobody need your fucking handout.
Well, I
dude.
Do. You think if I can't get, I've been getting everywhere around the whole world all year.
You need,
you need some
encouragement, man.
Why I can't go
you
to
need
Florida
some encouragement.
Without you, right?
I have to encourage. I have to encourage you.
You ain't have
I'm giving you some encouragement. Hey, I'm about to.
Man,
hey, I'm about to pat you on your ass. I'm about to pat you on your ass and take it out there, boy. You get what I'm saying? Get
I'm
out
the
there.
One that has. Hey, I'm the one that made you get up there. You want to go race nobody.
Hit me
a
man, lock me in. Lock me in.
Hey,
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 I'm
going to
race nobody that weekend.
Hey, hey, hold on. Hey, but hold on. Why is it my fault that these weak motherfuckers ain't had their shit in order? Why is it my fault? I didn't understand.
I
want
to
say that. Your tuna
won
shit that weekend, man. Your fucking tuna won shit.
That's
all I can say, man.
Right. Don't think about no tuna, right? You've been a three-track motherfucker. Your tuna got you down the track. Don't say that, Ryan. You've been to three track. You couldn't get on the track, so don't say that about the tuna, Ryan. You
well,
just killed your
I'm
tuna,
you
motherfucker.
Hold on. At the three tracks I went to, did you see my tuna?
I went there. Neither one of them motherfucking tracks.
Hold on. My tuna wasn't fucking
I
there.
I went there.
Hey, my tuna wasn't there.
Yeah, you the fuck he was. You're damn lying.
No, he wasn't.
He was on the
my
computer,
tuna.
Motherfucker, they said.
No, he wasn't.
He was on the
no,
fucking computer,
wasn't.
Motherfucker. You're goddamn lying.
No, he wasn't. You was a motherfucking liar.
They said your tuna driving his car, buy the cold car, take car, and working on your motherfucking car, nigga. Stop it. He blowing
no,
by the cold shit up, blowing the shit up.
Hey,
he's going to get your dumb ass down the track. So stop it.
Oh, man.
You was a motherfucking liar.
I'm going to tell you what they said, motherfucker. He blew his own car up. He blew his Bobby Cole car up. He blew his pay car up. He couldn't get your dumb ass down the track. So stop it, nigga.
I couldn't. You must see the
God
videos. Almighty. Hey, I came. Hey, I come right
hey,
off the goddamn trailer and go down the damn track. What
yeah,
are
you
like talking you about?
You
in the heat of the day.
2 o'clock
hold
in the
on.
Morning. You went on track. You went down the track at 2 o'clock in the morning, motherfucker. Then I'll tell you what that is.
Hey,
track.
2 o'clock in the
morning.
Hey,
here, so
2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, 2 o'clock in the evening.
You
gonna
get your dumb ass down the track?
I was the motherfucking
you
couldn't
get
down
the track Friday. Thursday, Friday, you can't get your dumb ass down the track, so stop it.
Hey,
stop
Thursday,
it, nigga.
Hey, how many times? Did you
stop
see
it.
The video? Both times I went down the track when I went up there when I stood the car down.
Popping like a popcorn machine, popping.
No, selling I wasn't,
popcorn.
Man. No, I wasn't.
You were selling popcorn, punk,
you're
stop
fucking,
it.
No, I wasn't. You was a fucking liar. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, what did man do
liar.
That on Thursday, Friday, Leon? What did you do that Thursday, Friday, Leon?
You say what? What you
saying? What did Rand do down at the track Thursday, Friday?
Oh, they said Thursday they got down the track, but after Thursday, Friday they couldn't get down. Well, he didn't race at all Friday. He did a lot of watching. He was watching me and him was watching. And Saturday he did one race, and that was it. He couldn't get down the track Saturday, so he didn't race.
Could you talk about
that
three times a week too?
Did one race.
You said a whole weekend
right.
I couldn't now, get off the damn track. That ain't true, man. I come around to train. We never did.
Just,
let me explain this to you. We never did try. I just knew there's no way in hell that a motherfucking Zay can beat me. It didn't matter. I just come around to train. There's no way in hell that Weco can beat me.
So, but why your tough ass ain't want to
no
run
way in hell
later for double the money? Why you decline me then?
For double the money? I don't remember all that. I remember you asked me.
I remember you asked me
to give you the back tire. No, you asked me to give you.
You said,
hey, no, you said give you the back tire.
I'm not going to let you win like that. I'm not running
no,
on this
you
track.
Said, hey, you said give you the back
head.
Tire. Hey, Zay, do you want to lock in? Hey, watch this. Do you want to lock in for this weekend? You going down there this weekend. Do you want to lock in?
I ain't going no fucking way this weekend.
You ain't going to make it?
Nope. What?
Okay.
What? When we was
this
on the property,
do.
You declined. You think I'm going to take
on,
you all over the world? You
want
to run me back?
Hey, I'm
going to
go wherever you go. Hey, watch this. I'm going to go wherever you go.
Your weak ass excuse was you can't go
hey,
down the track, but they had
one
three
on 10,
cars
I'm
going
go.
Down the
hey,
track.
Hey, look. Look, ain't not one fucking cop went down that damn track without knocking the tire off.
You're lying.
He's a motherfucking liar. Hey, every fucking car. Hey, every fucking car that went out there knocked the tire off. Not one that didn't. Not one. The fastest car in Grudge Racing knocked the damn tire off twice.
Hey,
the fastest car in Grudge Racing. Hold on.
Hold on. The most consistent car in Grubbs Racing knocked the goddamn tire off twice.
Hey, Rav, one car didn't knock the tires off. Kicktop made all four passes straight down Broadway.
I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't
see him. That's why he was scared of TikTok.
No,
I didn't see him. Oh, he saw something, huh?
Hey, yeah, we were sitting around.
Me and you were standing
up there watching.
Hey, watch this. That week, I asked him.
You mean to tell me if I wouldn't have ran Ryan, he wouldn't have ran nobody in Georgia, man? Come on, man.
I didn't have to. I got two fucking punk outs.
And this y'all king?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Hey, but you know what? I delivered your fucking head to him.
Come on, man.
I put your fucking...
Come on,
hey, look,
man.
I put
Stop
your...
It, man.
Look, I put your
Stop
motherfucking
it,
head in a fucking plastic garbage bag and deliver it to him.
Hey, Ryan.
You get what I'm saying?
Back. We won and won. I beat your
no,
ass.
We, hey, hold on. Hold on. You... Hey.
I still
hey,
got
Jay.
The same car. You switch cars, nigga.
Hey, Zay, listen to this.
You switch cars.
Yeah, I don't do the. Hey, is it right for me just to get on here and start deep picking your car away and tell about this and that? I don't do whole shit like that. That ain't how I operate.
Don't lead the fucking conversation.
You don't have the fucking same goddamn shit. You don't have the same fucking shit.
The same car beat your weak ass.
Yeah, but you don't have the same fucking shit.
You
don't have the same fucking
shit.
Okay, then, so don't. Hey, hold on.
You don't know what
the
fuck I
got. Hey, so don't. So don't get up into
that. You beat your ass in with this same motherfucking car.
I just beat your. Hey, watch this. I just beat your motherfucking ass. I didn't gap your weak shit.
We beat each other.
And I'll gap you. Look, for the rest of the year,
you
got the best tire any fucking where.
Hey,
for the rest of
the
fucking year, you got your fucking back tire. And next year, and all of 2024, you got your back tire.
Bet. That's a bet. I like that. I'm
you
want to
lock it
too.
In? Okay, so let's
nope.
lock it in.
Just hold tight.
So look,
tight.
Look at it. Look, hold on. After the,
nope,
after
I don't
want before,
to talk to you no more. You said I got the back
let's
tire.
Let's lock it
forever.
In.
That's all I
yeah,
said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, so let's lock it
Thank
in.
You. I so
let's
take
lock it in. But
what?
Let's lock it in.
Who
so,
are you?
So,
hey, Ryan.
Oh,
Ryan,
let's lock
wait,
it in.
Wait,
you don't
want to
lock
wait,
that in,
on.
Do you?
Hey, Ryan.
Hold on. You don't
want to
lock
I
it in?
Hold on. I must be confused or something, because who the fuck is you for me to lock in?
Hey, the motherfucker that is knocking your weak ass off.
Who are
hey,
you,
the motherfucker
man?
That is knock your motherfucking weak ass off.
But I gapped you first, bro. So what did you really do? I'm a small block.
Hey,
I
gave you. Hey.
What did you really do?
Hey, and I fucking and I fucking gave
you
a fuck
equal, you bum ass, scary ass, coward ass nigga.
Hey, but your fucking tuna. Hey, why won't I just lock your fucking
nigga.
Look, they fired you and kicked you out
I'm
of the fucking car.
I'm talking about me and my what
hey,
my own.
Hey, they kicked
I'm
you.
I'm talking about what
hey,
me and
so,
what I paid
no,
for.
No, but you
nigga.
Didn't say it. Hold on, but you didn't say it.
Paid,
hold on, you didn't say
I'm talking about what I own.
My equal. Hey, look, get your motherfucking tuna. Hey, get your motherfucking weak ass tune
man,
to get Jesse James out there.
Shit. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, okay.
You don't
hey, watch
what
this.
The fuck to do.
Hey,
you
hey,
get him, nigga.
Hey, why am I told that
you
shit? Your tuna better than our tuna.
Man, you get him.
Why am I told that
do
shit?
It, nigga, I ain't so fucking
hey,
boy,
tell them to
you
get down in the Florida and see what the
man,
fuck
you
happened.
Do. I ain't telling
hey,
them
Jesse James
nothing.
Got the back tire, man.
I ain't telling them
they
motherfucking
didn't your motherfucking
hey,
ass.
Nobody
hey, Jesse James got the back tire.
Man,
tell
what
your
you
fucking
him
tuna.
Tell that, nigga. I don't,
hey,
I ain't
tell
no
your
fucking
tuna.
Master, nigga.
Hey, tell your motherfucking
fucking,
tuna.
Okay, well, see if
hey,
I
tell
tell
your motherfucking
hold your
tuna.
Breath, nigga. Well, hold your
hey,
breath.
Hey, tell
man.
Your
see
fucking tuna.
Hold your breath, motherfucker. See if I tell him.
I had to go over there and help his weak ass out, man. The man that left
man,
him out there. Hey, for the
you
sharks,
don't know
man.
Nothing. You a fucking idiot.
Hey,
how
man,
you
hey, the man
has
to. Hey, I had to help the man out, man. Hey, what happened to your world-class tuna?
You just stopped going down the track. How the fuck you going to help somebody out?
Hey, man, yo. Hey, where was the world-class tuna at, man? Where is he at? Where's
winning the $57,000 shootout that they had.
And how many cars they had? How many cars he had in there?
Three.
Oh, he bound to win. He bound to win. You got three fucking cars in there.
You
bound to win.
You asked
hey,
the
odds
are.
Hey,
the
odds are against you.
Hey,
watch
that. Hey,
look, hold on.
That's where he was.
Hey, look. Hey, look. The odds are not against. The odds weren't against. The odds was with him.
what do you want, Ryan? What do you want?
I want to lock Jesse James in.
You ain't talking about nothing, man.
I want to lock Jesse James in. I want you to drive.
What calls Jesse
when
James?
When they fired you?
Call him.
Hey, did he fire you?
I can't get fired out of my own shit, Ryan. I got my own shit. I suck on my own dick. Remember that, boy.
Huh. I got my own shit too. We do know that.
I always have my own shit too.
Man, run me,
man.
I'm trying to run your fuck ass.
You
run me, motherfucker.
Hey,
lock me in.
Hey, I don't want to drive.
Lock
me
in, motherfucker. I can
get in there and drive if I chose to. I just don't want to.
So come on.
I like doing what I'm doing. I like doing what I'm doing. I like to see my car go down the track.
Get your ass in there. I'll beat the fuck out you for that 1-on-10, boy.
Nah, I'm not gonna get in my car.
Yeah, you better fucking
not. It makes no sense to even sit there and talk about getting in the car. I'm not gonna do it. It's nothing going to make me do it.
Hey, you was going to do it against Mr. B-Num, though.
because
you know
they some goddamn dummies.
Hey, you know who to talk
that
stupid ass shit to.
Hey, they some goddamn dummies.
You know who to talk that stupid ass shit to.
Hey, you have a fucking tutor.
They
weren't even smart enough to get a fucking tuna. I'm gonna tell you how dumb they was. Hold
how
on.
You know what they
I'm
had
tell,
though, Ryan.
Hey, hold on. I'm gonna tell you how
you
dumb
know
they.
You know what a motherfucker that had though. That's what I be tripping on. You know every fucking.
You want
thing,
me to? Hey, you want me to tell you? You want me to
you
tell
know
you?
What tuna they
I
had,
know.
You know what I had? Like
because,
how the fuck
hey,
you
because
know
the motherfucker. Hey, look, because the motherfucker they had, I fucking took my car from them. That motherfucking white Kevin from fucking Speed Inc. I mean, what is that? Not a Straight Line Performance. I took my car. He don't know shit. They had his dumb ass over there. You don't know a motherfucking thing. That's the same motherfucker. Hey, don't you see how he curled up when he see me? Because I took my fucking car
from him. That's the one that was working
on
your car when I gapped your ass?
Yeah, he was. That's the same exact motherfucker working on the goddamn car. All
right, so he's the reason why I gapped you is what you said.
Hey, and that's look. And that's why I went over there. I told that Wico, I said, hey, man, I said, put my cop on a trailer. He said, what about the money you owe me? I said, what money? You know what I'm saying? I said, what money?
Hey, Jay, you know you're a man, right, Jay? He had the weak-ass motor. He took it back out and went like $50,000 for a bill of money for a little bit. Just to move you with $50,000.
Oh, man.
I didn't understand. I don't understand Jigaboo talking what we can understand. What you just say?
Okay.
Say it again. Come again.
Jay, I'm going to tell you. Jay, they, you, go, then, $50,000 on the bill of motor, motherfucker. You understand me now?
But three look, if you was me, if you was me, you'll go get some money. You'll go get some money and you'll go buy you some fucking motors. Because evidently the shit that you have. And that's why you run what you run. Your whole fucking race program is garbage, man.
Treat me like this, then. Treat me like I'm garbage.
Your whole race program is fucking garbage, man.
Treat this dog like I'm a ball.
But see that? See that's what? See this? Hey, see this is what y'all do.
Treat me like I'm a ball.
Hey, you know what I do? Hey, you know what I do every day? Look, this is what I do every day. I go get me some motherfucking bread. Hold on, look. I go get me some motherfucking bread, and I go buy me whatever I need to win. That's what I do. I go buy whatever I need to win.
I don't go to the track for a family outing, man.
I done been all over the fucking world, man. I done been all over the world. Not the United States, the world. Hey, you know how big the world is? Hey, you know how many countries I done been to?
Yeah, I know. Everybody been
to the world. Ain't nothing, man. I have fucking time, nothing.
Everybody ain't been to.
Who's the motherfucking lie? Hey, hold on. Y'all ain't been to fucking places. And y'all ain't been to places I done been to, man. You get what I'm saying?
Been out of town?
Man, fuck in your goddamn car.
Goddamn car, man.
That ain't nothing.
It don't take nothing to get no car.
It don't take nothing to get no car to drive it out of fucking town, man. The fuck that was that?
Drive your ass like a fuck you up, punk. Do that. Do me that favor. Help that bomb out. Drive it for me. I can have my family get you fucked up. And take my time until you get fucked up, nigga.
You said you go do what?
Drive it for like to take my family we can fuck you up, nigga. That's what I said.
Oh, but then how much you gonna lock in? What's the lock in?
I'm gonna lock in 210. Fuck me and you drive, motherfucker.
I'm not driving. You don't want to race. You know you don't have no chance of winning.
You decided, you lieutenant, you all good.
No, but I don't have no.
You're not shit, dog.
Hey, what time you gotta be at work tomorrow? I gotta be at work at 6:30.
Go to bed then, pussy.
I gotta be at work at 6:30.
Go to bed then. Get out the fuck out the phone then. This is a sleep.
Hey, I gotta be at work at 6:30.
We want them big eyes need some rest.
But you know what? Hey, look. See, this is what I noticed. You mad at me because I go to work and I give me some motherfucking bread. You get what I'm saying? Why you mad at me about that, man?
Hey, Ryan, I work. I'm just a regular. I work every day too, motherfucker. Hey, listen to me, Ryan. Listen to me, Ryan. You got way more money than I got. My motherfucking doodler knew it in your truck. My fucking trailer knew it in your truck. My rest I knew in your motherfucking car, nigga. So you ain't got shit, punk ass nigga.
Hey, three, look. Hold on. Can I tell you this? One of my machines cost more than your whole fucking operation and your fucking life. One of my machines costs more than your whole fucking operation and your fucking life. I bet you a lying motherfucker, nigga. I bet you a lying nigga. One of my machines, only one of them. Only one of them. Hey, look.
Why would you want to blow it up? Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow it up? He's going to blow it up. Why would you want to blow
equipment laying around.
I don't give a fuck what you don't make me shit right.
So we can't get
what
in on this, man.
What you got in your wallet? What you got in your house?
Hey, I don't live in it. Hey, and hold on. Hey, hold on. And I don't live in the ghetto either. Hey, but
I don't
live in the
ghetto either, nigga.
Hey, we're not going to get in. We're not in no comparisons. Hey, we're not in no comparisons. Hey, me and you, we can never be in a comparisons, man.
I'm not going to compare you, Rap.
Hey, we can never be in no comparisons.
What does that mean, beating your motherfucker
in
there with the bullet, motherfucker? That's the only thing I'm saying.
Look, my lifestyle and your lifestyle is not a fucking comparison.
You know what I'm saying? Because a C-23 make my nuts get hard, nigga. You don't make my nuts get hard, fool-ass nigga.
Hey, but
I'm my race,
but there's no comparisons.
Hold on, but there's no
comparison. Ain't nobody going to be together, motherfucker. Ain't nobody got to be together to compare. Nobody to each other, nigga. Because one more got one the next man, motherfucker.
Hey,
wrong
hey, but, hey, but listen,
got
way
more shit than
you
got,
have
nigga.
Pride.
Hey,
hey, you, hey, you have, hey, but you have pride. And you have pride that you have a dually and a fucking trailer that's fucking paid for.
Hey, for a new. But I'm a bomb, though. I'm a bomb, man. You're a new
you are
man.
A bomb.
Your shit outdated, nigga. And then you got motherfucker outdated. Cut right in there, goddamn it, motherfucker. What the hell wrong with you, nigga?
Hey, but Drew, I don't drive.
Shit.
Hey, hold on, I don't
all
drive.
Old ass shit.
Hey, I don't drive my
shit.
Shit.
Old ass boat.
Hey, you know, hey, you know, I don't drive my fucking dually.
An old ass dually ran around throwing your car, bitch. Fucking old ass trailer. Oh, and then you got an old motherfucker.
But
three,
look.
Think about this.
Would I want me a brand new dually and a brand new trailer and only have 10 to 15 thousand in my pocket? Why have me an old dually and an old trailer and have a fucking real live bankroll?
Like Diddy
every
said,
time, hey, hold
in
on. Hey, hold on. Hey, watch this.
You better quarter
hey, look.
One bed for 12 hours.
Hey, look. Hey, you know. Hold on.
You
better
quarter bed
hey,
for
you
12
know.
Hours, you old motherfucker.
Hey, watch this. You know when every time I get a fucking check, it'd be like to hit the goddamn lottery. I don't get fucking
okay.
regular 50 and 60. My check be 300 plus every time I get one.
Good.
Man, you probably kill yourself if you was me. Man, you couldn't even live to be me, man. You couldn't
hey,
right. live to be me,
hey,
man.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. I fucking more than you ever said your life, fool ass nigga. Hey, Ryan.
No, you haven't, man.
You a stupid ass nigga. You stupid
no,
as fuck.
You haven't.
You stupid
no,
as
you
fuck,
haven't,
though.
Man.
Bitch, I had on six
no,
rent
you, no,
car. You didn't have a 3 your whole life, motherfucker. You had 3 fucking rent car your whole fucking life, idiot. I had
no,
six car,
no,
you stupid
man.
Motherfucker. You
no,
stupid
no,
as hell,
I always
nigga.
Had a, hey, hold on. I always
How
had a fucking
shit
car.
You smoking, man? That dirt in your brain
hey,
that you're digging up every day.
I always had a fucking race car.
Right. You ain't
I never
day.
Not
have
one.
You just got on the map this year, motherfucker. Called Tech Total with
hey,
the buyer.
Hey, but always,
buy
hold on.
Buy.
Hey, but hold on. Always had a fucking race car.
Nigga. And they be for slow.
Hey, three, look, always had a race car.
Been slowing the motherfucker, though. You ain't never been fast. This ain't been your life, fool ass nigga.
I'm gonna ask you this. Why would I have my Mustang? You wouldn't run me.
Ryan, you ain't run me, Ryan. Stop it, Ryan.
Why
stop
you
it,
didn't
Ryan.
Run me when
stop
I had my fucking Mustang?
Ryan, stop it, Ryan. Leon, you that nigga, Leon.
Why you
want to
I am, man.
Nah,
I ain't y'all. That's
not hey, Brad.
Nah, but why you
hey,
want
to I don't know no motherfucking body come to red side.
Ain't no way he wasn't
you
right. Gonna
move
up right.
Ain't
right.
Gonna no motherfucking body.
I know that's the bullshit right there.
Hey, but why you want to run me?
That's not right. That's right.
Why you didn't run me?
If I ran you with my car, I know he would have ran every day of the week.
Hey, but can I tell you this?
Stop it, Brad.
Hold on.
Stop it, Brad.
But can I tell you this? He
hey,
never
Ryan.
Did run me.
Hey,
I've been
Ryan,
trying
look,
to run him.
My car gone, Ryan. Add that motherfucking yellow Camaro, dude. Add that yellow Camaro, man. That bitch is going 530 all day long.
I mean, everybody knows.
Ass, nigga.
Hold on, look.
I'd have killed your stupid ass, man. I'd have killed your stupid ass, nigga. Stop it, man.
No, you
stop
wouldn't, man.
Yourself, idiot. You're a fucking idiot. I'd have killed your stupid ass, that motherfucking nigga.
No, you
stop
wouldn't.
Stop it, idiot. Motherfucker, I'd have killed your stupid ass.
No, you wouldn't, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you, idiot?
Hey, look, my Mustang, hey, watch this. Hold on. My Mustang then was as fast as your car is now.
You a lying bitch. You a lying motherfucker, nigga. You for this lying, you got shit
hey,
out of mouth. Nigga,
three
stop
look,
lying,
three
nigga.
Look, I'm just telling you facts. I'm just telling
Ryan,
you facts.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
I'm just telling you
hey,
facts.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan. Hey,
my,
Ryan.
My Mustang, hold on.
Stupid
hey, three look.
You
hey, three
look.
Hey, hey, three look. My Mustang back then was as fast as your car is now.
Ryan,
I'm understanding,
man. Stop fooling yourself, man. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
car
not
car
fooling
fire,
myself.
They're going to stop telling you to lie. You're lying. Your pants on fire.
No,
stop
no,
it.
I'm telling you.
Stop it,
but
man.
I won't. I'll never.
Stop it, man.
Hey, three look. I'll never relinquish what I know. All right? That's
hey,
the
Ryan,
secret
stop
between
it,
me and you.
Ryan,
I never relinquish
Ryan, stop it, Ryan. You're lying to yourself now, man. Lie your pants on fire.
Remember that shit in Rapper 2?
No, but I'm just telling you. So, Three Love, when you call me,
Ryan,
when the show over, and
Ryan,
I'm going to tell you how fast
Ryan,
that Mustang is. They would be a tip for that, man.
Hey, Ryan.
How long ago I had that? That was in
2017. Nigga, the Motor McRaven got some fair for 32,000, motherfucker. You going to throw 6 with that shit. Now, when you sold that week, motherfucker, you're going to run with the 6, you sold that shit. What about the bill? What about the bill?
I don't know. I don't know.
What motherfucker now?
Hey, I don't.
I don't know. But get your ass out of the cream in your fuck ass, cause you can't drive it, nigga.
I don't know. See, look, I don't even know when my car runs, cause we never run it out to the motherfucking 8. We only run it to the 3:30.
Yeah, cause you got a rubber station. We better get a rubber motherfucking rubber station, nigga.
I just choose only to run my car to 3:30. I don't run it to the 8. We don't know what the damn car runs.
Fuck out of here. Right, so I can jump, keep this shit down the track. Fuck out of here.
No, I mean, ask Wick, could I get it down the track? You know what I'm saying?
You whipped by luck, motherfucker.
I gapped him.
I gapped him.
We can't take nobody word. We gotta look at the video. Look at the video.
Hey,
I'm gonna
take Wick, motherfucker. Man. You didn't gap. Hey, Leon, did the nigga gap with Leon?
Hey, just look at the video.
Did the man get wet?
No, that would be great.
Hey,
look at the video.
Light your ass on fire. Light your ass on fire.
Hey, I guess, and watch this. Hey, I guess I didn't gap Leon either, huh?
No, he did.
Leon, you want to get back up there?
I'm going to run you back next year, boy. You ain't shit.
No, you're not.
I told you.
No, you're not.
You're not
going to get up there.
I'm going to make you buy another motor. Buy another driver.
No, he just finished the time that Bill motor. He'll buy another, Leon. He got a good piece. He'll buy another. Peg talking about the right road, then. He went down the other big road. He bought the right motor, then. He got to work on the chassis now.
Hey, look. Hey, if y'all seen what that motherfucker 60-foot, man, you wouldn't even believe it.
I know.
Hey, we'll never know.
Chicago. the front runner of Chicago. I mean, I give you your props right now. You you're doing your business right now.
So, but I didn't say I was. I never said I was.
Hey, hold, Stars.
But I'm going to tell you like this.
Why they don't jump on Vic like that? Now, they was ready to kill me, Vic. They was going to
hit
the lick.
Hey, Leon. You ain't never heard me. You ain't never heard me say I'm the front runner of the king.
Now you're lying. You say can't nobody beat you in Chicago.
Hold on. No, I'm not lying. I'm not lying because I never did say I'm the king of Chicago. I'm the front runner. You never hear
if
me
can't
say
nobody,
that.
If you say nobody can whoop you, what does that make? What are you saying?
That mean nobody can whoop
you.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Ryan, fuck it. Hold on. Vic say you the front runner. Now, when I said it, Zayla stuffed animal built ass jumped all on me. Now, where he at now? Where he at now, little built ass?
It looks Teletubby.
But I'm gonna tell you like this, I just want to know one thing. Zay said an hour after y'all ran, he tried to run you back. Why you didn't run him back?
He asked for the back tire. That's what he asked me. He ain't gonna leave that part out.
What's wrong with the back tire?
Because hey, you know why? Because I ain't giving no more weak holes nothing. You know, because they won't never get back up there. I got to fucking chase Cootie. And his fucking weak ass, he beat me. But I got to get him a spot. He's a weak motherfucker. I'm never doing that no more. I ain't giving nobody no. If you can't fucking run me head up, don't fucking talk to me.
But, Ryan,
I ran you head up and I lost.
Hold on.
I can say this.
I tried to keep it going. Ain't that
hold on.
To keep going?
Hold on. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. You keep it going.
Right.
But these motherfuckers, now look, hold on.
I'm mad at you.
Because you told me that you wanted the back tire. I didn't want to get the back tire.
You want me head up? You got me.
There's no fucking grudge rule that,
I got
okay,
a small
once you got
block,
one.
Man. I shouldn't been running
I don't give a fuck.
In the first place.
Hold on, but that's
so
you, but you did it.
For,
am I? Hey, hold on. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Who the damn fool? He got a small block. I ain't running no.
He ain't a damn
he
fool.
Got,
he. No, he ain't no damn fool. He gambled.
Hey,
he tried to.
Hey,
you
think?
Hold on. It worked out right.
Hey, you think?
It just didn't work out
hey,
right
you think that?
Mind.
Hey, look. Hey, you think I'm going out there with salt? With salty? Fuck no. Do you know what I'm saying? Hell no, I'm not going out there. No, it ain't no different analogy.
Yeah, it is.
Ain't no fucking, no, I can't. If there's no way in hell I can beat a goddamn fucking
It's
song.
Not what
I,
you know.
Hey, look.
It's what
knock
you
damn,
can prove.
Look, if I knock your damn tire off, Salty can come down there and grab me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, partners, if he knocked the tire off and I'm making a full pay, he can come down there and get me. You get what I'm saying? Why sit with that?
Hey, all I know is this, Ryan, that's all I got to say.
All I got to say is next year I will run you at any track up north. That black bitch is the most consistent bitch around here. You ain't never seen that bitch blow the tires.
Okay.
Zay, why you ain't jump on Vic like you jumped on me? You was ready to kill me tonight. What's up with that, man?
Vic racing up.
Oh, hey, you know what? Hey, you a motherfucker, boy.
Zay for president. Nah. Hey, mister, and that one question,
hey.
And I'm going to tell you this. So, okay, we on the phone. We conversating all that. So, up north, who's the grudge racer of the year?
This year, in my opinion?
Yeah, in your opinion.
I'm going to say Vaughn. I'm not going to lie. If I,
if I had to pick, I'm going to say Vaughn. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Hey, Zay,
just
let me ask
got...
you a question first, because I don't want it to look like I'm following you, little fat ass. I ain't saying it because you're saying it.
Hey, you ain't going to be doing no one following his fat ass to a restaurant or to a goddamn table with a fucking
plate. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Y'all said Vaughn. Boy,
I said,
They said Chicago.
They said from up north. They said girls race of the year from up north. How many races did Didi have this year?
I don't know.
He only had two races.
What two races he had?
He ran against me, and then he ran against Double D.
The most races he had this year?
Yeah. To my recollection,
okay.
Yeah. That's only two races.
Okay.
He won one and he lost one.
How many races Vaughn had this year?
Yeah, he done had over 10 of them.
How many you had this year?
I think about 6 or 7 of them.
Oh, okay. How many Tate had this year?
He had something locked in, but shit, he ain't. Oh, let me see.
Answer the question, motherfucker.
He had two races that he ran.
Hey, three
little,
y'all
got a question for you. Hey, three little, I got a question for you. Who was the most winningest team of 2023?
That'll be us. We didn't win more races combined than any motherfucker.
Who is us, Vaughn, not on your team, motherfucker?
No. You're sadly mistaken, Mr. Three Luck. We're all on the same goddamn team.
Okay, now stop right there. I'm gonna brush out. Now stop right there. Jeremiah. Clean it up, Jeremiah. Did you tell me it was Vay, you, Ray, Vaughn, and somebody else will be in the Southside Killers?
Who is the Southside Killer you told me, Jeremiah? The Southside Killers will be Jay, Vaughn, Ryan.
Okay, so now, hold on, that don't mean that.
Just because... I don't know what that means, Southside Killer. I don't know what that means. But what I'm getting at is somebody would have to express to me what that means.
So the Southside Killers or the Midwest Killers are the individuals that either put on for our city or, you know, so putting on for our city is going out of town, how you have done, Ryan. Isaiah's done, how Vaughn is done, how Three Lugs is done. For the city, that of course, again, like I said, that's out of town. But now the Southside Killer is the guys who in town. So that'll be Zay, Vaughn, Ryan, and Vic, but Vic is from Indiana, but Vic is still, you know, it's like that thin line. So those are the four guys from the south side that, you know, I know Ryan from the east side, but that's still the south side. Nobody care about the east side. He's still a south
right.
side. Everybody else mind it ain't from Chicago. Or, you know what I'm saying, they don't really understand how the breakdown of that is. So the south side killers, again, is going to be the same folks that's the killers for going out of town. Now, Vic ain't really out of town like that. So the put on for my city killers is going to be Zay, Ryan, Vaughn. So that's kind of how that goes. But we out of town, when they talk about who from the Midwest fucking shit up, the name Big Freak, Dirty Diana, and Grandson is going to always come into play. So those are the three that's putting on for city right now.
But I'm going to tell you, like this. I think Grandson got more action as far as notoriety than all three of the damn cars.
You do. I agree with that.
I'm busy. Yeah. It ain't gonna be like no, because I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't really want nobody saying shit about my damn car, because I still got a lot of people that will be fucking up.
So hold on. So y'all done had no problem. So the only name I fucked up with was because I said Dirty Diana. So Vaughn, I was good. I think
hey, Ryan.
Hey, you know, they just don't.
Hey, you need to apologize to Miss.
Hey, they just don't. Hey, Miss. Hey, Miss, they just don't like it. Yeah. Hey, they just don't like it because, see, they don't like it because the way that I talk to them, and ain't shit they can do about it. So, I don't go after recognition. What I do is
I don't have to.
I don't have to go after recognition.
Hey, Ryan, where my homie Bill the Bear at?
I don't know. He probably sent his fat ass down at a restaurant somewhere.
Hey, Zay. Hey, where your little stuffed animal built ass at?
Hey, that's
back.
Where they got his motherfucking fat ass out of that damn car. They put his ass, they scaled the car with him in it.
Hey, Zay, you know, now I'm on your ass. I've been tracking this Nejo too.
Hey, that motherfucking
hey,
car, look, that car went from $2,900 to $3,400 with his fat ass in there.
Hey, Ryan, they built like them little stuffed animals in the claw machine that you can't never get out. Little fat ass. Hey, Zay, oh, my God, man. Hey, and Jeremiah. You ought to cut this shit out, man. Y'all know that goddamn Dirty Diva. That's been the hottest name in the whole goddamn city.
I'm gonna say this. With all due respect, that man Ryan has talked $1 million worth of shit.
Hey, hold on.
Let me finish.
And this is not to diminish anything that Freak or anybody else has done. You know what I'm saying? Because Ryan know I'm a fan of that damn mistress car. I've been telling Ryan that's a bad motherfucker and it's consistent.
No,
he know that. You know
what I'm saying? Okay, so we just
it's other people that I know that's bad in the city. But right now, the motherfucking car that's talked about the most, every talk show, every fucking argument with Detroit, whatever the case
man,
may
ain't talking
be,
about
man.
That motherfucker, man.
Hey, hold on.
That's because that motherfucker don't shut up. That's because that motherfucker don't shut up.
There's only a handful of people talking
Hey, look, I've been drinking. Y'all talking too fast and too many people coming at me at once.
All right,
slow down.
So let me say this then. All right, so let's say I can deal with what you're saying. What I'll say is Ryan has been the greatest promoter of his car this year. He talked the most shit this year. He has put his money where his mouth was at. And yes, that's always going to make people look at you. I'm not taking away from him. The gentleman has done some cold-blooded shit for the G-body game as it pertains to Chicago. He has put Chicago back in the right place with the G-Body Gang. I give him that. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm just saying I want to see a little bit, me personally, I want to see a little bit more done. I'm not taking away from what
cool.
he's doing. Cause the G-Body
all,
Gang,
all
hey,
that shit contributes to being.
You hear Jeremiah saying that.
Hey,
he's
him
talking. With the G-Body Gang,
all the shit, all the shit that Ryan talk, all the, I'm going to hit you with the butt of the gun. All that shit is what got his ass in the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Plus
that's
he racist.
We saying the same
so
thing.
All of it.
He
all,
has been, hey,
right, but
goddamn.
Hey, Zay, and just so your fat ass know, before I got broke and they repossessed my car, I did race it around my little area. You know what I'm saying? I just got broke and they repossessed my car. Can I get a long thing?
This motherfucker, mister, man. Mister, go to bed, bro. Go to bed, bro. No, bro. Man, this nigga, mister. Hey, man, what are you doing right there, man? Don't take that goddamn fuck out.
Well, we ain't never.
This nigga say,
hey, but see.
This nigga say, we just got
but we ain't never lost. We ain't never lost. We ain't never lost. We ain't never lost our stronghold with the G-Body shit because of Von Carr. We ain't never lost a stronghold with the G-Body shit.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, stop it. Nigga, Dernier was up there. He fell out. Then Tank out there, he fell out. Vaughn got there, he fell out. Now you got your punk ass up there, nigga. So stop it.
Hey, but three love.
Stop
it,
nigga.
What?
You
can't
really
put Tank
in that category.
But I'm going to tell you this. Vaughn caught, he ain't, where did he fall out at?
When you came along.
How? How is he still... He's still moving and grooving. He's still winning races. So how did he fall out?
No, he my man. No, the fuck he ain't. He ain't winning shit.
He just beat somebody. Yes, he did.
No, you're a blind motherfucker. You ain't last shit.
How much you
want to
bet?
Yes, he did.
How much you
want to
bet?
Yes, he did. I don't want you to get fucked up, three lugs. Yes, he did. He won his last one.
I don't want you to get fucked up.
He did win his last one.
He ran a
He beat old boy down to Mississippi, bro. He beat him. He beat him.
He
ran a fucking Nova in Georgia.
I don't know about that. I was thinking about Mississippi.
Saturday night.
I don't know about that one either.
Saturday night. Get him on. Yeah, he won. Get him on the phone and
ask him.
No, they fucking... No, they grudge race. The guy was he tried to run me. I wasn't running no more that day.
What Nova he ran?
What?
It's a purple Nova.
The one that crashed? Was that Nova that crashed, hit the wall?
No, Nova.
That blew the motor. He didn't run that.
He's talking about blue tick.
Was it blue or purple?
The car called Blue Tick.
Is it blue or purple?
It's blue.
Okay. With a mismatch or some shit. It's a blue Malibu.
Yeah, it got like two different colors on it. Yeah.
That
blue and black or something. Yeah.
So he won. He won his last race. Then he went down to. Did he come from Wick Race? He won a race down there too. So. I mean, where did he lose at?
He lost to that goddamn mistress.
That
that's my goddamn son. That's what he lost to.
Oh yeah,
that's
that was a good race. That was a win,
goddamn.
No,
that's my damn son. Leave my son alone. That's my son.
Hey, why you don't get your teammate Biz back up there?
Shit.
We will with Lil Vinny.
Talking about with Freak. That was a good race.
Yeah, it was a good race between me and you. We both knocked the tie off.
No, I'm talking about Biz, man. Why you got to insert yourself? I'm talking about Biz.
You know he ain't got enough to get up there.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I was on your side with them races. I was on your side.
Yeah, he couldn't. He can't. Yeah, that was a good race, but he just, you know, he got outclassed.
Man, stop! Don't do that, Ryan.
I'm telling you, he got outclassed, man. Well, I mean, what you want me to say? You want me to depict his car? He got outclassed.
You outclassed me?
Yes, sir. This certain thing, yeah, I have. But that what that got to do with it? But I ain't. But that don't mean that you. What the fuck? I know I outclassed. That's why I ran you. What the, you think I'm a, hey Vic, you think I want to get up there and wrestle and turn that car up and try to wrestle with a motherfucker down? No, we put on cruise control.
Hey. But boy, you've been crazy, man.
No, why would I? Hey, Zay, why would I go out there and wrestle with a motherfucker that I got, like, see, with you, I had like a, you know, racing, they said 50-50, right? With you, it was 75-25. I had a 75% chance of winning. 25%.
You had a 75% chance of losing because I had you in the trick bag.
No, you didn't.
You went up there and did what I wanted you to do.
Can I do this? No, I didn't even tell. We can turn my car down and I can go up to every fucking track. I can go up the tracks around here if I turn the damn car down. That ain't nothing, but I don't want to do that.
It's going to be slow.
No, it's not.
Man, that motherfucker.
You want me to tell you this?
I'll run you head up here at 41 any day of the week, man.
Hey, look. Now, see, 41 is not 41 is not one of those tracks. It's
or
not.
The Grove.
See, this is,
or the Grove.
Or 131, too.
Nah, I said 41 or the Grove.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll take you up there to 131. That back half is a motherfucker.
That's all right. You told me I got the back tire though.
Hey Zay,
Bill,
you got to take a spot there. You got too much for you.
Yeah, I got to try that back tie, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Zay, was I nobody when I betted with you on both them races?
Oh, mister, you know I was just talking shit, man. You know.
Man, I'm talking shit, too. Don't take my goddamn phone away. I ain't doing no races.
I mean, technically, yeah. Technically, that don't change the status of how you done race it. You know what I'm saying? So, technically, if you want to be technical about it.
Oh, shit. Oh man. Hey Ryan, man, you see what coming with goddamn it being on the Dirty D team, man, but I'm built for it.
I mean, you know, I'm gonna tell you this. This is what I wanna say. I don't mind motherfuckers.
Look,
I didn't have a white motherfucker sit on the phone. Well, not sit on the phone, but go back and say what he think my car run, and then I got three lug on the phone. He saying what he think my car run. But this is the only thing. Only way to prove it, if you get next to me. I'm not going to dispute what you say.
Three lug.
I'm not going to. Three lug didn't do that.
My big one didn't do that. He ain't talk about no times on here. He ain't.
Yes,
you
he
had
did.
You had the fuck I did.
Say it
nigga.
Again.
You had the fuck
say
I
it
did.
Again.
Yeah, dude.
Say it again. What you say? My car run?
You found that first 60 motherfucker in my round shot. You got that first 40 motherfucker that Billy bitch in that night, nigga. Now I see it.
Oh God!
Good
now,
God!
Oh
my! Hey, three
love.
Oh,
you motherfuckers is crazy, boy.
Now you know what I know.
Hey, look. Hey, look. The only way we gonna find out, we gotta get up there, right, to prove them wrong.
I'm trying to get up there. You know, get here. I'm gonna show you this $25 car, be the $210 car you got. I'm gonna show you, boy. Well, the power will do the fuel injection. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you the carburetor and the fuel injection. We're gonna have the fuel injection, motherfucker. $250 car and a $25 car with a carburetor on it.
I'm
going to show you.
Let me see. I was going to lie and say I ain't never had no carburetor car, but I had one long time ago. I had another Ringo with a small block in it.
No.
I don't fuck with carburetor car. Listen to me, man. I said I was going to lie and say I never had a carbureted car. I had another Riga with a small block in it a long time ago. Damn, that was 20 years ago.
Don't nobody know you ran 20 years ago. Stop. You and you ran 20 years ago.
No, that ain't the truth. Like, just because you didn't know me, I didn't know you. You get what I'm saying? I've been around. Hey, hold on. Listen to this. I done been around longer than what you think. I just don't have to express that. You get what I'm saying? It's not nobody
else. Who know that?
I mean, whoever know it, they know.
Right. No motherfucker know that.
Well, what you just said when you said you got the phone? You know what I know, or I know what you know. That's the same damn thing. They know what I know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm using one of three. Hey, in the words of three, look,
yeah,
I know what you know. That's the only thing. So
if
that's what I run,
boxing, a fight coming on.
Hey, look, if that's all what I run, or if that's what I run, wherever I run, they only have to run just a couple of back numbers faster than me to win, or they got to lead first, and they'll see if I run that number.
Everybody run your driver around, jump your driver. The driver ain't shit,
right?
He ain't jumping nobody.
Or
he ain't
jumping
nobody, so stop it.
Which driver? Hell, Ryan ain't got one driver. He got like 10 drivers.
They say he's down in Alabama. They say he's
just
five.
Four
motherfuckers,
man. That goddamn Ryan, five motherfuckers just for
start,
saying,
hey.
That motherfucker don't do the burnout right. Don't do the burnout like he tell them. They five.
Yeah, hey, but Vic, you ain't lying. Motherfucker started my comp. I told him that's the last time you be starting one of these. What's up, buddy? he looked at that motor. He said, man, that's a bad motherfucker. I said, yep. I said, you ever drove one of them? He said, nope. He said, it's going to be my first time. I said, okay. He started it up. I said, this is going to be your last time. You go ahead and do the burnout, but this is going to be your last time doing one of them. You know what I'm saying? I said, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's going to be last time for you, buddy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Boy, you is retarded.
No, I mean, but what? Should I lie to him and let him go down through there? See, if I lie to him, then he just going to drive any type of way. If I tell him before he go down there, he going to try to drive the best he could. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Then one other motherfucker got in there acting like he had a turbo car. I was about to get him. After that, I was about to get him my own goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? But I say, fuck it. I said, get on up out of there, man.
You ain't got enough heart for that. You ain't got enough heart to get in there.
Bullshit. It don't take. Hey, do you know what I operate a fucking 61,000-pound machine every goddamn day.
That's a
driving
machine.
A
that ain't got nothing to do.
Hey,
that
but,
ain't got nothing to
hey,
do with your neck being that snapped
heart.
Up.
Heart, you have one of those motherfuckers dangling over a goddamn hole and straggling the hole. That ain't, a car ain't no fucking heart. That ain't shit. The only thing you got to do is get out the fucking accelerator.
But, okay.
When I find a picture years ago, that Walmart on 111 in Woodlawn over there on the side of the expressway on the other side of Doty, I turned the fucking machine over there. So, heart, that ain't, that type of driving a car ain't shit. It ain't like I ain't never drove a car.
True.
I just don't have no desire. I don't have no desire to drive no fucking car.
Oh,
I was running. Hey, I was running as fast. Look, in my Mustang, I was running as fast as I was then in 2017 to 2018. And these motherfuckers running right now. So that ain't shit.
Well, that's them.
Yeah.
That's them. Whoever them
I mean,
is,
I don't
that's
know.
Them.
But you want me to tell you this? Our race
I've been
is different
faster than you breaking than you've been under full power, motherfucker.
But not in my car, not in that Regal. You and your whole crew never ever owned nothing as fast as that motherfucker. I'll tell you that right now. You
say
know what?
What
I'm saying?
See, that's
I said,
what I mean.
That anybody,
go that super arrogant shit,
no,
motherfucker. You there
no,
you go.
But,
no, you can't
no,
tell me
on.
A motherfucking
oh,
thing.
Oh, but
you can't
can
tell
do
me
it.
Shit,
oh, no,
nigga, because you
it.
Just
hey, but
you
can
just
do it,
not
but I can't
getting
do
up. You just not
no,
getting
been,
there, boy.
No, I wasn't.
You
I was
just not getting
fast.
There. Boy, you ain't been fast.
Fast
shit.
Boy, I mean, the only way we're going to prove it is it's the only way we're going to prove it when we lock in and run.
Oh yeah, we're gonna. That's gonna happen.
Let me get back to the way that all y'all race. Y'all worry about numbers. Y'all worry about ET. I don't worry about ET. What
you're
I do
a damn
is I
lie.
Run the best that I.
You worry about
I don't,
ET
I never,
because if you did,
no, I don't.
If you didn't worry about ET, you would run up here. So you're lying.
No. I don't run up here because I have a. See, this is why I don't run up here, because I got a real tuner, right? And so when we look at the graph, I have a fucking shock sensors. And on that shock sensors, at 41, it's going to have bumps in it.
Okay.
At the Grove,
you don't,
it's gonna,
you
I
ain't
been,
the only one.
I took, hold on,